What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, everyone. What's up? It's Doug Bass. It's I'm a Bass Hole. Thanks for joining the podcast. As always, make sure you go to our YouTube channel where you can get the full video experience of the Bass Hole Show. It's Bass Hole Show at YouTube. Follow us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, review, tell your friends, or Spotify, or Stitcher, or Google Podcasts, whatever. Wherever your podcast fix, just fucking go subscribe and do it. It helps us out. We got a cool show for you today. We have comedian Jessica Alaniz, and Rob DeRocha is here as usual. Rachel D is not here today. I don't know where she is, but we put out the invite, but she said no. No, I'm kidding. Let's jump into it. Our guest today is comedian Jessica Alaniz. What's up, guys? How are you guys? Jessica, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I went to a little thrift store shop today in the back of an alley. It was phenomenal.
That sounds not safe.
It was, honestly, there were plants lining the alley, so I thought it was a plant, like, thrift shop type thing for $2. Wow. And I was like, let's go.
Where's this alley?
On Sunset. So like
Santee Alley. Now I'm watching a dog, as usual, everyone, and it's in the room, and it's barking, so you're probably going to hear it throughout the fucking episode. Every time I do
like,
a podcast, there's a goddamn dog that interferes.
That dog's an asshole. Fucking dog.
And it's going home in the middle of this podcast, so I'm going to have to stop at some point. Whatever. It is what it is. Look, this is my life. I don't have a studio that's dedicated for this shit. So.
That's very Latina.
Break the illusion.
Latina do an alley for an like alley?
The plants brought me in. I was like, okay, $2 plants, like can't go wrong. Because the sign outside was like, everything's $2.
Oh, really?
And I was like, well, everything. I have $2. And so I went.
You're like, I have $4.
You can buy one thing.
I went, and then like all the stuff she had was just like a bunch of nonsense. And I bought a broken watch.
Now, can you return that watch?
Did
you realize it was broken as you were buying it?
Yeah, it was $1.
But why'd you get it then? Why didn't you stop the purchase and be like, no, this isn't good?
Well, because if you look at it.
Are you going to get it fixed?
No. Why would I?
But what's the point of wearing it then?
You don't look really... how cute it looks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but you're gonna end up looking at your watch, looking for the time at some point.
Anybody who ever has a watch, when you're asking them their time, they grab their phone.
No, man.
No.
I got an Apple Watch. Okay. I look at my Apple Watch.
I'm sorry. For your generation, you might look
your
at your...
generation.
Here we go with the ageism.
But everybody else I know looks at it and they're like, hold on, I didn't...
They look at their watch and then they pull out their phone? No, come on.
Who are these retarded people?
These are my friends. I call them friends.
They're like, hold on. And then they grab... They look at their watch and then grab their phone.
Oh, my God.
Just in case the watch is wrong?
Well, they're like, I think it's 1:40.
Well, if you have an Apple Watch, which you are anti-Apple, let's everyone know that Jessica is an Android user, which I'm not a fan of.
I don't care about that. That's fine.
Thank you, Robin. Who gives a shit?
I texted her today as she was coming over here. I'm like, if you need a parking pass, text me when you get here and I'll bring one out.
Right.
And then she said she didn't get the text. And I'm like, well, I sent it. It went through on my end, but you got that Android, so I can't tell if it was delivered or not.
What provider do you have?
T-Mobile.
Okay, I think it's a T-Mobile issue.
No. We're on T-Mobile internet right now. It's working great.
I know. And it's choppy. No, I'm kidding.
It's choppy. No. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah. I'm doing great.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
Really? I think I talk to you almost every day. Like, say, hey, what's up? Things are good, man. I did a great show yesterday.
You did the Papusa Festival?
Yeah.
What the fuck is a Papusa?
It's fucking...
First of all...
It's a Salvadorian pizza. It's like...
Really?
But it's not.
It's not, but what I'm saying, I call it a Salvadorian pizza because sometimes you can put cheese in it. It's like dough around it. It's a little bit greasy.
It's good?
Like, it's delicious. It's
so
good.
The name is awful. It sounds like a
dude,
the
I
name
don't know.
Sounds awful, right?
It sounds like what, Doug?
sounds like pussy.
No, I, like, wow. I wasn't gonna say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, vagina.
No. I was gonna say it sounds like an animal or something. Papusa.
Like a puma.
A puma. Yeah.
No.
A platypus.
Papusas are delicious. They got cheese in them.
Pussies
sometimes.
Are delicious? Yes.
They're both delicious, actually. Okay. If they're fresh.
All right. Listen. You know. Fresh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, well, one's fresher than the other sometimes. I guess.
That's awful. No, but this is a family show.
Yeah, Basil. Hey, kids, ready to listen to Doug Bass and his Basil stories?
Talking about papusa.
Absolutely. Yeah. Papusa. All right, so papusa is a Mexican pizza.
No, Salvadorian.
Oh, sorry. I thought
we're
that
not
was
all the same.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm being racist. Sorry.
Yeah, you are. You oh, are being, yeah. Lazy racism right
I didn't
there.
Go, I didn't
that
go to the show.
Racism.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I apologize to my
at least get your racism Salvadorian up a notch, okay?
Listeners. Yeah, we all have different types of food. I know that you probably just think everyone just has tacos. I mean, we have tacos too, but yeah. Oh, so yeah. Papusa is I consider it like a pizza in a way.
Have you made a papusa yourself?
No, never.
No,
no, those are hard to make. You gotta like get the dough,
the
maize. You gotta make it. It's like a pancake.
Yeast. There's another word that's horrible.
Maize.
speaking
of papusa, does it have yeast in it? Oh my god.
No, maize is not yeast.
Yeast.
Maize. Yeah, maize.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
Maize.
That's
yeah.
what you make.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I would like.
With.
Yeah, exactly. The yeah. same thing. It's almost
you make
the same
a what?
Thing.
Tamales.
Tamales.
Oh, tamales are good.
Yeah. So they put like cheese in it, beans sometimes, revueltas like pork.
A what?
Revuelta.
Revuelta. Revuelta.
Revuelta.
Revuelta. Yeah, both of you are Latino. Both of you are Latino.
It's like R E V.
You guys are the whitest Latino people we've had on the show, like, by the way.
Oh my God.
Always on the show, man.
Well, even Jessica is.
She looks more Latina than me, though.
Thank God, dude. I've been trying.
Yeah.
You don't think you look Latina?
How do you try?
I've been wearing my hair curly. I usually don't. I usually straighten it.
She wears a poncho at shows, too, now.
I know. Yeah. Shows?
Yeah.
A poncho?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, then you go out, you're a prop comic?
Yeah.
I'm a prop. It's not props. It's called culture.
Culture. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just wearing my culture.
You know, I could really go for a moist papusa with yeast right now.
That sounds disgusting, too. A la puta. A la puchica.
What is that?
A la puchica? That's a word. That's a Salvadorian slang for like, oh, really? Like, oh, my God. Or, you know, like, it's just like shit.
You're Salvadorian.
Yeah, I'm Salvadorian.
Okay.
And my mom's Salvadorian, my dad's Brazilian, and I look fucking white as fuck.
Yes. Jessica, what are you?
Mexican and Spanish.
Mexican and Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I went to a Colombian festival, though, the other weekend.
What are all these festivals popping up?
It was...
Wait, they'll have a white festival for you.
I know. I think that's called every
It's called the Farmer's Market.
Yeah, exactly.
Where Rob is going later.
The white festival is the Farmer's Market.
No. That is, Farmer's Market, also known as the White Festival.
I always feel like I try. I'm like, I'm like Raza. I'm like, I'm Mexican. And then I go to a Colombian festival, and I was like,
I'm Raza.
I'm white as shit. Like, I couldn't I danced with an old man, and he kept being like, pushing my hips and was like,
what?
Move this way. And I was like, I don't know what you're doing.
Jesus.
That sounds
good. It was aggressive.
You know, it was really funny, though, at the festival, because it was like, I stuck out like a sore thumb. Like,
really?
No, because
you didn't have a papusa.
No, right? Well, I didn't have a poncho on. I didn't, you know, I should have wore something more Latino like. I should have wore like maybe a jersey of the Salvadorian like soccer team, but I stuck out like a sore thumb, and it's just. But either way, the show was amazing, and like they accepted me because everybody was mostly speaking Spanish when they were up on stage.
So you had to explain why you were there. Was that your opening joke?
No, but I went into it, but I got like an applause break, this and that, and fucking it was. It was amazing, and I can't wait. I wish it was one of those sets though, because I was late because I had to find parking. It's a festival, and
man,
I was,
you were late.
There was a checkpoint. I felt that was a little racist, like they put a checkpoint DUI? Right by the fucking
breakfast before you come in.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, they're giving out beer and papusa. Why would they?
No, but that's fucked up. Like,
why
they
is
wouldn't
that
do
fucked
that
up?
At an Italian festival or something like that.
They wouldn't.
No,
I mean, it's like going to a public school where they have like a metal detector before you can go.
San Gennaro Festival.
Versus, like, a Catholic
San Gennaro
school.
Festival.
They don't put any fucking.
San Gennaro Festival is going to be in the fall.
Oh, that's your festival?
That's my festival.
Because, he's Italian over here. This Bolognese or whatever his last name is.
Does that mean generic?
Basaglio.
San Gennaro?
What does Gennaro mean?
The Feast of San Gennaro.
Is that a saint?
It's an Italian.
It's an Italian sign.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. What are you, Asian now?
Jesus fucking Christ. It's an Italian saint. Yeah.
What is he the saint of?
I don't know. I really don't know.
The patron saint of assholes?
We can look it up. We can look up San Gennaro. San Gennaro.
That's what the Jimmy Kimmel started with.
Corolla.
Corolla, they
started it because there was no San Gennaro. You know, the city does not have Little Italy, obviously. But San Diego has a Little Italy, which I don't understand. Right? Why doesn't LA have a Little Italy?
Because all of it is Little Italy. Like Beverly Hills is Little Italy.
I guess, but like, why does San Diego have a Little Italy, but LA does not? You know?
I don't know. There's a Little Ethiopia. There's Koreatown.
Right. We have everything else, but not no Little Italy.
Yeah. I don't know.
But San Diego is closer to like the Mexican border. Like they have Little Italy. I don't understand.
It's weird. I don't know.
Italians are weird. Mexican. Yeah.
They got more.
I don't know.
Basilio is a Basiliano.
Feast of San Gennaro is a Neapolitan Italian American festival dedicated to Saint Gennarius. So that's
why Neapolitan. I think that's strawberry. Yeah, strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate.
It's a pizza as well. Yeah, it's a saint.
My grandma used to always have Neapolitan the one in New York's ice cream really at her good. House.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, me that too. I loved it.
It was like the generic one. Didn't have a...
Thrifty.
Yeah, strawberry was always like... There was more strawberry on mine because I would just always keep on getting
like
the chocolate.
I don't like strawberry ice cream.
I eat it, but it's like, you know, I'm just saying. You'll eat it. Neapolitan, I would always be scooping the chocolate and the vanilla and the strawberry left there. Jesus. A little Barbie
side. Yeah, that would be the last one that people take.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's eating the strawberry? No one. Just leave it there. All right. Well, this is
a weird start, but I like it.
It is a weird start. I don't know.
About religion,
it's very laid back. Yeah. That's what this show is, you know? Well, Jessica Alaniz is here. She's a stand-up comedian. She's also an actress. She also, what else do you do?
You're as prepared as I was over there.
You work in advertising and stuff like that.
I do.
And
like
she
that.
Doesn't.
And
like
you're
it.
From you're from Texas.
Texas.
Where in Texas? San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Right. And how long have you lived in LA again?
2 years.
2 years. So you're new still. Yeah.
I'm newish. Yeah. I give every city I live in 3 years.
Really? And then you bounce?
No. And then I'm like, then I decide whether I want to stay or leave. Because like the first year, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Right. I hated my first year here.
And the second year, you're like, I get really? It. I have friends. I'm doing like I know my way around. And by the third year, you're like, either I'm in or I'm out.
Right. Now, what are you leaning towards? Are you liking it? You think you'll stay?
I like it. Like it's even for the bad parts of it. When I leave and go somewhere else, I'm always like, I don't know. LA is still like
that's the problem. That's the problem I have. I feel like I always wanted to live here, and I moved here when I was like 21 or whatever. Rob's from here, but yeah, it's such a good place to end up that like, you know, I came early and then it was like, well, where am I going to go? That's as nice as this.
Or I mean, the number one thing about LA is just the weather and that's it, you know, but other than that, there's the homeless problem. There's taxes and just so much regulation. And I hate all that stuff, but the weather is the number one.
That's my favorite thing about it.
I love the regulations.
I moved here for the homeless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in case.
Just to be inspired. Look at you.
It's like a tourist attraction. Yeah.
look at these people camping. Wow. It's like
instant friends. And they have drugs. Wow.
Yeah.
And they have
how
outdoorsy.
Yeah.
Oh, my that's God. But no, I love Chicago. I think Chicago is the most beautiful, clean city.
I would live there, but it's fucking freezing.
But parts of Chicago, like the murder rate.
A lot of murders.
Gun rate.
Don't go there.
You go to the good parts.
There are parts that are specifically like bad with crime or whatever.
Yeah.
And outside of that though.
Yeah. Well, the dog doesn't like Chicago.
He heard Chicago and he was like, "Fuck Chicago."
The dog is from Chicago.
Don't talk shit about it. Anyway, so 2 years, San Antonio.
Nice.
Like it. Anytime I go back to San Antonio too.
Yeah.
I think I'll stay.
All right.
Until I have enough money to like fly in and out whenever I want.
Oh, okay. And you'll be one of those bi-coastal.
Like North Carolina sounds good.
Really? Is that where you want to go? You want to go to North Carolina?
Why did people say that? What about it is like exciting?
The weather is really great.
The South.
The weather is really great. It's close to the weather out here. That's what I hear. I don't know.
There's humidity though.
But the summer. Like racism. I don't know. I'm just like a bad culture of humans.
I look white, so I don't need to deal with that.
I guarantee they don't have papooses in North Carolina.
They'll look at you.
Oh, I know they don't. I know they don't have papooses.
You ask somebody from that, they'll be like, here's the strip club. Yeah. I think that's what you're going for.
Papooza? Yeah.
No, my buddy lives in Michigan, and he says like they have like spaghetti with like ketchup pretty much, and like the Mexican food
sweet
is
sweet tea.
The Mexican food is like so bad. And like
let's go.
You should be their tourism like spokesperson.
Not at all.
We make our spaghetti with ketchup.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Heinz finest.
So Jessica has been doing stand up comedy now for how long now?
A year.
Okay. A year. Congratulations. A year.
Over a year now.
Yeah, and you're loving it. You're doing a lot of shows, a lot of spots.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. What is your next step with stand up? Do you want to like try to go? Have you done shows outside of LA yet?
I did a show in Chicago. I mean, like a bar show, but I did a show in Chicago, some in Texas. So doing more different places, seeing how things go, and then.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. It's a good experience to get out of the city and try it. And...
Because, I mean, not like a lot of my jokes are LA based, but I'm like, they hit in LA. Do they hit the same elsewhere? Like, I look white, but I'm Mexican jokes hit here. But in Texas, they're like, nah, dude, we know you're Mexican. Like, everybody here's Mexican.
Everyone looks, yeah.
Yeah, like, you're,
yeah,
that doesn't
that's
hit
interesting
same.
That they, yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I know, you gotta try it out different regions and see what sticks and what works kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. All right, let's talk about some news, maybe.
Do you have a sound effect for that? Or
you
no?
know, I got this thing, but I don't have a sound effect for it.
Oh, Bass Hole Weeks.
And other news.
And other news.
I have to fix that. I have to add a
what
thing
if it was
to
like
it.
A Mother Teresa? Other news.
Yeah, and other news. Yeah. last week, we were talking about vanity license plates a little bit.
Oh, my God.
And,
don't you take pictures
of
that?
That's why I wanted to bring it back up because we were talking about like, have you ever thought about getting a vanity license plate? Have you ever, God damn it, this dog. Have you ever wanted to get one? They're expensive. Mostly douchebags get them, all that shit. But Jessica is an avid photographer of finding these vanity license plates around the city and posting them to her Instagram at Jess_cause. So what do you think? Would you get a vanity license plate because you make fun of them so much?
I would, but it would be very difficult because this dog.
I know it's you know, this is the episode that people are just gonna be like,
I can't with the dogs.
I know,
but dog lovers might be
dog
like,
lovers
oh,
might like it. Well, yeah. that's it's part of a sponsorship. The dog, we just put subliminal barking in the background.
dog walking business.
the dogs that are listening, you know, we got to get that. You know, audience listenership up with the dogs.
That's what you're missing.
Exactly. All right. So, would you get the vanity plate? No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't get one, but if I did, it would be just because. But then I talked to somebody about it, and they were like, "Would you take out all the vowels?" I don't know. It was like a whole conversation, and I changed my mind. I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it. Yeah.
Never would do it because I just imagine people going to the DMV and being like, "What do you want your license plate to be?" And they're like, I want it to be TY but NO.
Well, I think you fill out a form and then you submit it. And
it
then they tell you if it's a
wait, wait. So what would it be?
TO?
TY but no. Like I saw a license plate that was like, thank you, but no. TY but
that's
no.
That's just too much effort for that.
But yeah. And then like another one, a Tesla, their license plate was no GSSS, like no gas.
No gas.
And I was like, that's so.
No gas. Oh, because
it's electric.
Tesla. Oh,
yeah. It's electric.
Dun, 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 dun. I thought you didn't have gas. Like that's what I like.
That would also
like
be
no
nice.
Farts.
No farts.
But like, and then I saw another one. Recently, the 5'2"
one.
Oh,
we saw that one. Yeah.
I was like, that's so silly. Right. Like, I don't know. I just that you're like, this is what I want. And also, it's easily identifiable. Like if you get in a car accident, someone's gonna be like, well, their license plate was 5'2".
5'2", yeah.
It would be like very hard to commit a crime with a personalized license plate. That's true. Not like I'm going to commit a crime anytime soon,
but you're easy to find.
Yeah. What if I murder somebody and they're like, oh, yeah, his license plate said roach or, you know?
His license plate said murder. Murder.
I will kill you.
And, his license plate said papusa, you know? Like,
oh, I wonder if that's taken. Papusa.
Oh, that's definitely taken.
Like, I have a friend whose license plate is Zaddy. like zaddy.
Oh, that's a new term, right?
Yeah,
zaddy.
Yeah, yeah.
What like, is zaddy? It's like
it's
daddy.
A hot dad.
It's like a no. It's not. No, it's no. not a hot dad. Like a dilf. It's like a like ooh zaddy. Like you're.
But what is
it's
it?
It's like it's a higher level.
I've heard. Wait, so it's not
like
is it a sugar? Is it a sugar
is it,
daddy?
Like a video
it's,
game?
Yeah, yeah. Like dilf is like, oh, that's a hot dad, and then zaddy is like, ooh, that's somebody I would. Like.
Is that a grand?
No, it's just like no, their hotness no. level is like.
I don't know.
Great body, gray hair, gray face, like everything.
They're just gray.
Anyways, but my friend got one, and there was already a zaddy license plate taken, so he had to do 2 A's. And like 3 D's and a Y.
Wow.
Versus having just the 1 A.
All right.
So that also to me is like embarrassing.
Yeah, that's
which,
bad. Yeah.
I mean, this is a tangent of a thing. But my brother, when he first got Twitter, he wanted his name to be Papa Americano.
Mm.
But there were 3 other Papa Americanos before him. So he had to be Papa Americano
4.
Someone has Poppy. Poppy?
Papa.
No, Papa. It's not
Papa Poppy.
Americano. You could have went Poppy.
Poppy.
He could have done
P-A-P-I,
Poppy.
Is that
his Poppy, I Poppy.
Ew, oh I would, my well, God. If a guy ever asked me to call him Poppy, I'd be like, you're...
Has that happened before?
No, thank God.
Call me Poppy.
Have people asked you to call them weird things before, like Poppy or Zaddy or anything?
No,
like
my grandma used to...
no one's asked you to call you Zaddy in bed?
No. Oh. My grandma...
I was asking Jessica.
No, my grandma...
I don't think that
that was for her. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. Have you been called... Have people asked you to call Daddy or Poppy?
No, my grandma used to make everyone call her Mommy.
Just daddy, whatever.
Daddy. Oh, daddy. Yeah. That's a big thing that, I don't know, what's the word? Like foreplay or like,
A sexual
thing. Yeah. Call me daddy or whatever. Yeah. Right. That happens a lot.
Which I think like, I don't know. That's such an interesting thing. Cause I feel like people think like, oh, it's a girl issue. You have daddy problems. But like, if a guy's asking me to call him that, what problems does he have?
Like, but that's a younger girl dating an older guy. Call me daddy, right? Something like that.
No, not necessarily.
All right.
No.
He could be the same age and still do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had to like date like a 24-year-old or something, and then it's like, you know, call me daddy.
It has to be age appropriate.
Yeah, I would think
we
so.
We need to be a certain ages apart.
But what if we're the same age and she's calling me daddy,
no.
or if she's older or something? Like that's weird, right?
No.
Call me daddy in bed.
I think older people call.
If I'm dating an older woman, am I supposed to call her mommy? I don't understand.
That's gross.
Well, see, now why is that gross? But the daddy thing is okay.
I've been called mommy, and I'm like, ooh, I really like that. Like, yeah, like it's just, I don't know. There's something about it that I'm like, maybe because I'm not a mom.
That's like incest videos.
But why is daddy okay? But not.
No, I don't think any of it's okay. Oh, I think it's stupid.
He's
when
like,
people
I
want
to be called Rob.
Yeah,
only.
Yeah,
call
exactly.
Call
yeah.
Me
Rob
Robbie.
D if you're nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Roberto Cardarocci. Oh, I love that. Oh, Poppy. I've been called Poppy.
You get called Poppy?
I've been called Poppy, Daddy.
Really?
I've been called all the things.
All right. Well, let's talk about, the assholes in the news. Obviously, President Trump,
former President Trump is now indicted,
arrested for the third time.
I think he's going to be president.
Last week, right?
I thought it was fourth.
I thought it was
third
time, right?
Yeah,
pleaded not guilty. He was released, it's gotta be weird, arresting him, I would say, like the authorities, right? Like,
I mean, you can't just, manhandle
well, because it's like, yeah, what are you supposed to do? He doesn't get a mugshot.
They gotta
he doesn't get fingerprinted. He doesn't get mugshot, you know.
He doesn't do a mugshot. Cause
he's too, no, cause he's too well known.
Does he not do a mugshot?
I heard that there's no mugshot.
Oh, there's
no
mugshot.
I heard cause he's just, they know who he is, you know, it's like usually mugshots are like. In case this person flees, we don't know where they're at, or you know, we've never seen them again, you know. But he's so well known, it's just handled so differently.
I think he's going to be president.
And he's a former president. You think he's going
to
win?
I think he's going to win. I mean, I don't want him to win. I'm at a point right now where I just don't fucking care anymore. Yeah. Like, I just cannot care because I think Biden's not doing a great job. I think it's like, are they really the two people running the country? They weren't.
Right.
And I think with him, I think he's a charlatan. He's a fucking. He's a carpetbagger. He's just like going with
what
is people.
What is a carpetbagger?
Like just going around.
Carpet muncher?
Going around giving people, like look it up, but it's like going around like just bamboozling people and just going from like other place to other place and like just trying to like, you know, platitudes and giving, you know. Did you know that? Like, just like giving
I'm like, what?
Platitude.
Yeah, platitudes. Like, get like trying to tell people what they need, and they're making money at the same time. So like, well, that's what he
see,
does.
I could definitely see him winning. Possibly,
I could see him.
Well,
winning.
there was a sidebar conversation, I guess, that Obama had to Biden, like, don't underestimate his power. Still, like, don't forget how powerful he is, even though he may be in jail or, you know, I don't know. Like,
he can win.
Can
he?
Can he run?
Yeah, he could.
He could become president as a prisoner.
He could.
Really? There's no law against if you are in jail to become president?
Shit. I don't know. You know what? I don't know for a fact.
I don't know for a fact either, but I don't think there is, because I don't think there's a world where people think that that's an option. Like, I think the world when they built that was like no president like would ever be in a situation that they'd be in jail.
But you would think that
they'd
like when you are placed under arrest or like you know you get sentenced to, you know, 20 years or whatever. You are stripped of all your privileges and rights as a citizen, right?
Okay, here,
pretty much.
Carpetbagger, political candidate who seeks election in an area where they have no local connections. Person who's perceived as unscrupulous opportunist. Mm. And that's how I see him.
I don't like a definition where I have to ask further questions about the definition. Like, unscrupulous, what does that mean? I don't know. What I feel done.
Rob, look it up. I don't know.
What's the word that you want me to look up now?
Inscrupulous.
All right. Well, yeah. Isn't that fergalicious? I don't know what that
is. Is that married to Josh Schumer? Are they still? They're not married anymore.
I don't think they're married anymore.
No, they got divorced.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We do know that. Okay.
I do know that. Yeah. I know Josh Schumer personally.
We know Josh Schumer personally.
No, I did a show and he took a picture with me and told me I was funny. So that was... Where was that? Jesus. That was in Fargo. I did a show in Fargo.
Rob always has this story.
There's a Midas there.
A Midas touch
or what?
Like, tires? What is that?
Yeah, that's like my fun fact. I can tell you where Midases are around
Why?
The country.
Why?
Because you're
that?
Advertising.
Because I used to work for Midas, and so I know
you
where they are.
You worked for Midas? You work for a tire place?
Yeah.
Really?
Oil change. Yeah.
Lube job.
No, but I think that he's got a shot at winning, and it's kind of scary because I think it's like... Even if he runs and he doesn't win, he'll claim again it was rigged.
Right.
And then he's going to get all these people all hyped up. There's like so many people, no matter what, that I talk to that just believe that he's innocent of everything, even like January 6th.
Right.
This and that. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
You need new friends.
Bro. I know.
My
parents voted for him.
Exactly. But
I sent a video of the plane landing after he was arrested in Newark Airport. And I was like, Trump is back home in New Jersey. And my mom's like, thanks. Then she was telling me that that Biden is going to go to jail because he's stealing from the country or something like that.
No,
I was like, what are you talking about?
Him and his son's a crackhead. And,
yeah.
But and they did all these...
so shitty. Like, that's...
So is the guy in the alley behind my apartment. He's a crackhead.
I don't like, but you're not your son. Like, that... Like, I don't know. That's...
Yeah, but his son was doing deals with the Ukraine and with China or whatever else, and they were making money, and so was his dad, and... His dad was making money before he became president. That was illegal because you're not supposed to use your political powers to make money. So that's what they were doing. So he's also like a crook, and I think they're all crooks. And I'll vote for RFK. You know, that's who I'll vote for.
God.
It doesn't roll off the tongue the way JFK did, so I'm not RFK. Voting for him. For that reason, I'm out.
He'll probably pass away before that.
Who, RFK?
Yeah.
Dude, he's 69. Have you seen that guy? That guy's fucking...
Hey,
yeah, exactly. He's a good age. And he's fucking... Have you seen the pictures of him without a shirt? You should post that up there. Like,
is he a Kennedy? Picture?
Yeah, no.
Kennedy?
He's a Kennedy.
So he's probably going to die.
No, man.
They're cursed.
No, but he believes that he's a target right now. And
of
then,
course he is. He's a Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you should not be running for anything anymore. Stay the fucking
Everyone
home.
Sees him as a conspiracy theorist.
Stay home. Just fucking...
I think
he's
earnest. I think that he believes what he wants to help the middle class. He wants to bring up the middle, like even DeSantis right now. I mean, we're going political here, but
well, Rob is our political correspondent.
Yeah, but he's even like right now speaking about the middle class. All these presidents right now, they're all talking about trans and about like CRT, things that don't fucking matter. And everything that matters is the middle. No, it doesn't.
Doesn't?
No, because they fucking pollute your mind. Mm. All like CNN, Fox, and everyone else.
Everyone. There's no good news source anymore.
There really isn't. It's fucking a shame because like the middle class is diminishing right now. And that should be the number one thing that everyone should be talking about.
No one cares
about
the middle class.
Yeah, the rich people don't care about the middle class. So it's like... it's just a sad situation. And if he runs and doesn't win, Donald Trump, then he's just going to create more. Like, it's going to be a civil war of, like, it's even going to be worse than January 6th because it's going to be more planned out. And because I think the last time was not planned out well enough.
He
tried to make a coup.
If he passes away, then that will be the end of it, maybe.
If he what?
Passes away.
No, because then the conspiracy theorists will say that they fucking somehow the deep state murdered him. Joe Rogan just talked about it
and
recently.
And then he's going to be like, the people are going to be like, he's not dead. He's like Tupac or something like that. There's going
to
be that.
Well, they thought to a point that Joe Biden was really Donald Trump. And they didn't think that Joe Biden was really, that's QAnon. That's all the fucking bullshit.
Crazy.
But
this
people
crazy.
Believe this shit. And
I know.
It fucking blows my mind.
You can't rely on any news source anymore.
I am so enthralled by all that. And it's just like, and it amazes me what people believe. I just, like you said, new friends, but like when I talk to people, and I don't mind other people's opinions, and I just listen to it, and I'm not friend, like if you voted for Trump, it doesn't mean like I'm not friends with you anymore. But
really,
yeah, but no,
I'm not friends with anyone that I don't even talk to my parents.
Really.
Just to send them videos, you're like, did you see him get
arrested? I haven't talked to them in 8 years.
I have to listen to what other people are saying and what their mindset is, and that's why like they look at me like I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
estás loca.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I get my news from funny and weird news. That's where I get my
news. Funny or die, funny and weird.
It's like funny or die, but it's still around. Let's talk about Sound of Freedom. The Sound of Freedom movie has been a huge box office success.
Theater.
It's topped 155
million.
That's
funny that you didn't hear about it.
The budget is low. It's a movie about child trafficking.
It's a movie about Tim Ballard, who... who's a fraud, and he makes him paints himself to be a good person, and he's really
none of us have seen the movie yet. We always have opinions on it.
It's like wild because I'm like the most educated, not educated, but like politically knowledgeable of my friend group, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking.
Yeah.
Who's
so anyway, the story this week was that Alejandro Monteverde. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's
Fabian.
That's the guy who...
Fabian Marta.
Fabian, yes, sorry. Fabian Marta was charged with a felony for child kidnapping, and he was a funder for the film Sound of Freedom, which is the movie is about child trafficking, and he kidnapped someone.
Inside resource.
So, I know, but exactly, like, was he researching for the fucking movie?
Here's the thing, though. He's not a producer on the movie. He just funded it.
Right,
yeah.
But the
that's how he got his money.
But yeah. I was like, yeah, I was kind of like, I thought he was a producer at first. Method producing? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Here's the thing, that there's 6,000 people that funded the movie.
Right.
Exactly. So, like... The fact is that he's one of the they didn't vet anybody who like they just
right.
took
and,
money.
And that's where the studio, Angel Studios, the independent producer and distributor behind the movie, they responded and said the distributor their statement was we defend the legal process by which people are allowed to publicly invest in their films, but they said further, it hopes that all the perpetrators will be brought to justice, no matter who they are, without naming the specific.
Exactly.
I love how it says, we hope they do. Like,
right.
We hope.
They're like, anyone can invest, just like anyone can invest in the stock market, everyone who meets the legal criteria can invest in an Angel Studios film project.
So they just take money that we
just don't know, you know. Yeah, they're like, oh, we're happy to take the money from
someone that's a kidnapper.
But the movie's
girls,
already made. What are they supposed to do?
Give them 14-year-olds. He took 2 14-year-olds from their parents. The parents tried to go to the house to try to get them back, and he wouldn't allow it. And then that's when the police came.
Right.
And then like another producer on the show. The first name that you said, he's a groomer who met his wife when she was 14 years old when he was working at the Mormon church, and he groomed her, and then he married her when she was like 18 years old or whatever. Whoa. And he was 20 something.
But what
years
are they
old.
Supposed to do? The movie's already made. It's already made its money. They're really supposed to give us money.
Yeah, and the movie's a huge success. Yeah. The movie has made over $168 million, but it's still counting.
Low budget.
Yeah. Low budget. It was only $14 million to make, and it's made about like Tim Ballard, who like supposedly. saves children, but he doesn't. And it's like he just makes up lies.
I mean, we have to go see it.
It's fabric. I do need to see it. I want to see it. I'm waiting for it to be streamed.
No, you go to support it in the theater.
No, because they make everyone believe.
Why?
It's the most genius thing, Jessica. It's they make you believe if you go see this movie, you're saving a child.
Oh, but you're not. You're just like they have that in the credits
apparently. Like buy a ticket.
Yeah, they have a QR code at the end of the movie where John Cassavetes, whatever his last name is, who's a big QAnon believer.
John Cassavetes?
Jim Caviezel.
I don't even know who's in.
I can't say his last name. He believes in QAnon. He's spoken at QAnon conferences, and he believes Democrats are drinking children's blood to stay younger.
Well, anything for the
Have
movie.
Have you looked at Democrats? They're not young.
Exactly. Like fucking Nancy Pelosi looks old as fuck, but he believes Hillary Clinton.
This movie.
And
is,
he said frazzle drip. You guys know what frazzle drip is?
Let's not get into
that. No, do you know what frazzle drip is?
I remember.
It sounds
us
like
talking
a little cum shot.
No, it's not. It's
it
supposedly
sounds like it
goes
great
video.
With a papusa.
It sounds like it sounds like a category on Pornhub.
They believe QAnon believes, and their believers like John Cassavetes, whatever his last name is.
Caviezel. Jim Caviezel. Passion of the Christ.
Jesus Christ himself.
Superstar.
Hillary Clinton supposedly carves the face of a child. There's a video supposedly out there that you can like look up online.
I'm good.
Of a child. And puts the face of the child on her face, and then they drink the blood of the child. But he believes this.
Body of Christ.
It's fucking insane. And this is why people think the movie's QAnon-based.
I can't wait to see it. I mean, it just seems like such a fun movie.
What theater is it at?
It's
like,
at every theater.
Chinese?
Theaters everywhere.
No, not Chinese theater, because Chinese is Oppenheimer.
No, but the Chinese theater? Well, they don't want to have anything to do with the child trafficking movie.
Okay, well, I only go to that one.
But it's killing at the box office, along with Barbie, which was the third.
Which I didn't like
number
either.
One.
That
oh,
movie
Rob
was...
didn't
As
like
a
it.
Man, I'm so surprised.
Oh,
Rob and I went
God.
To go see it together.
How romantic.
Just the two of us.
No, with my girlfriend, too.
That's what you, okay, so you had one token girl to go with you.
We had we had two, but it was a couple, our friend. Rob was disappointed that we were not going to see Mission Impossible or something else.
I want to see Mission Impossible.
He doesn't
Impossible.
Get to go to the movies often, and that's the one movie he went to go see. Barbie. And he didn't like it.
Why
didn't you like it?
I thought it was going to be funnier. That's all. Like it was going to be. It had more of a message. It didn't really have more of a plot. So it was like women and men.
I thought it was good.
You know.
I mean, I don't. Mark Maron called it a masterpiece. I don't know about that.
Well, I will say I think people hype it up so much that you're like, oh my god, it's going to be this cinematic, amazing thing. And then you actually get there, and it's not. And that's fair. I think that's fair.
It's fair. I thought it could have been, like, campier or whatever. Yeah,
no, but that was the point. It wasn't supposed to be, like, a campy, like, like, women taking over the world. It was not that. No.
I thought it was done, but I don't know if I'd call it a masterpiece.
If
you're thinking masterpiece, like, comparing it to Mission Impossible or Oppenheimer, like, there's such different ideas behind it that, like, it doesn't stack up the same. Because the idea behind this is, like, a women's world that's like beautiful and functional and fun and like everybody's happy.
I think
Oppenheimer, where they're like, let's bomb.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer yet.
I think no matter what, when people like right now, like if I say I don't like Sound of Freedom, they're like, oh, you're a pedophile. If you say you don't like Barbie, then you're against feminism.
Yeah.
If
you say you don't like Oppenheimer, you're like, oh, you want to nuke every country.
Exactly.
Oh.
And it's so funny to me.
I didn't like Mission Impossible.
You just can't like the movie. Like
I didn't
like
Mission Impossible. What are you if you don't like Mission Impossible?
I guess I mean and
you're anti-Scientology.
You cannot like it, but you have like but. For the what reasons is like
I liked it.
I just told you it was. I thought it was supposed to be funnier, and it wasn't. And there were funny moments.
It wasn't a comedy.
Was a comedy.
It is a comedy. It's rated
as a
comedy.
What would you call it? Drama?
You think it was a drama?
I thought it was a.
I thought it was a horror movie.
It was a drama.
I thought it was a historical piece.
It was a historical piece.
It was a biopic on Barbie. Who is Barbie?
Yeah, it's a true story of Barbie.
I loved it. Yeah. I cried. I laughed.
You'll watch it again when it comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
People are going multiple times to see it in the theater. I would pay money again to see it again.
Yeah. For sure.
I thought Ryan Gosling was great. I think he's going to be nominated for an Oscar.
That's what everybody says.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Why not?
Which is so wild though. Like,
oh Oh my God. Why not?
People say that. Yeah, like he did great, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, but Margot Robbie also did a really great job.
She was great.
And nobody has said shit about her being like any nominated for nothing. They're like, oh, Ryan Gosling was the best because he took Ken and did method act, da, da, da. Like, that's so interesting to me.
I think Will Ferrell will be nominated.
For his 5 seconds that he was in it.
I think the movie had its funny moments, and like I liked the part with the guys and like the Godfather, because that happens to me with my girl, where like showing her the Godfather, and she's like, oh, I don't
know. That was funny.
Yeah, that was like in those moments. Those moments were funny. Yeah, mansplaining.
But because they're like to you, in which I think the weird Barbie moments of it, I was like, that's funny because I 100% had weird Barbies.
I don't know if the weird Barbie was funny.
That like part where I was like,
I don't think I needed like the ending with Rhea Perlman. I don't want to spoil it. Well, everyone fucking saw it. Who cares?
At this point, they should have seen it already.
Rhea Perlman, the inventor of Barbie. Ruth. Yeah, I was a little... I don't know.
I'm like, that was the best part.
I didn't like that part.
That made me cry.
What are you? You're against feminism? What's the matter with you?
You hate inventors?
No.
You hate women inventors.
It was just like a little... It was like, all right. It slowed it down, I thought.
I didn't think it slowed it down at all. I thought it like brought the whole like story to its head.
Well, they said that there was an interview saying that the studio wanted to cut the scene with the old lady.
The old lady.
Not her, but just the old lady when they were at like Griffith Park or whatever.
Because it was a bummer. Yeah.
It was a bummer?
That's what they said. It was like it brought the movie down, but it was a great scene. I liked it when she said, like, you're beautiful. You know, like, I get it, you know?
I love it. To me.
What about the ending? Did you like the ending when she goes into the office?
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
That was fun.
When she was like, I'm here. Because I was like, oh, she's going to get a job.
Right.
And then she was like, I need to see the gynecologist. I'm like, that's funny.
I thought the funniest when they were when they first get to the real world in Venice, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
The fish out of water.
Yeah, exactly. That was funny, too. Classic, like they're wearing those outfits and people are and staring like,
we
at
don't
them.
Have a, we don't have a vagina or a penis.
Yeah,
and the construction guys are like, so?
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the funniest
parts. We don't have genitals. Yeah.
I don't care. Or something like that. He says, like,
I don't know. I thought it was going to be better, and it wasn't. All and right. you know, right. and people love it all so right. much.
Rob will not be watching it again.
Yeah, all I right. will not watch it again.
All right. We'll stream it when it comes out. All right. What
I
else?
Would buy it on DVD. If DVD? DVDs were still
wow. All right. You'd
buy I buy it on DVD.
Interesting.
I would buy it on VHS.
Speaking of the old lady from Barbie, there's an 87-year-old Maine woman who was not. She's from Maine.
I was like, what's a Maine woman?
She's the Maine woman. She's from Maine, the state of Maine. She was attacked by a teenager in her home. Marjorie Perkins said she woke at 2 a.m. on July 26th, saw a young man standing over her bed. He had shed his shirt and pants and told her he was going to cut her. And then she fought him off, kicked him away, and then he said that he was hungry, and she made him a meal in her kitchen. And then he left, and she called the cops. Is that weird? Making the intruder a meal?
Why are
you doing this story?
Because it's a weird story.
An interesting tactic to keep yourself safe. You're like, I'll meet his demands. I'll make him.
She gave him a box of peanut butter and honey crackers, two protein drinks, and two tangerines.
What?
After this
like,
guy.
Was
soccer mom?
After this guy attacked her.
Two by two by two.
I don't know.
He attacked her.
I think he's horrible at attacking. That's first of all. Like, why did he wake her up to be like, I am going to cut you? Like, he announced it.
And then he took off his clothes?
Was he naked? No, I think he was like half naked or something. But like the
boring.
Way, like it's like she fought him off. But then this old lady, she's like 87 or whatever. And then she was just like, here's some food. Be on your way.
I bet you it was like that
like she didn't care. Like,
that grandmother instinct was like,
yeah.
He's troubled.
Poor kid. Yeah, he's a poor teen.
Oh, yeah.
He
just wanted to cut me because he was hungry.
Maybe she was just trying to get rid of food. You know, grandma's always making too much food. Maybe she was trying to get rid of the food in her house or something. I don't know. I just thought it was a weird story.
That is a weird story.
Right? He's an asshole.
How old was the kid?
He was a teenager. I don't know.
Well, how old is teen? 18, 15, 13?
I don't know if it says exactly how old he was.
Well, then he must have been less than
18. Teenagers right now are like just... losing their fucking mind.
They're losing their mind. Yeah,
they didn't go like they missed that like 2 years of school and
oh that sucks.
Right.
Yeah, and they're just like, what is it like? Virginity's up on a rise because they
oh yeah.
Why do you know that stuff?
People aren't they're not losing their virginity until older.
So we're like upset about that? Like,
no,
that's
we're not upset. I'm not upset about it, but I'm just saying that's happening.
Well, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 13.
13?
Whoa.
Yeah, someone else told me they were 13.
Right before, it was like December.
You literally were like preteen.
December
14th. Sex.
Yeah, like December 14th.
You remember the date? You're so cute. Oh, my God.
13 years old.
Yeah, or maybe 14. 14.
Wow, that is young.
Yeah, it was young. So young. I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, like, I remember I used each condom like twice.
But did it happen? Did you have sex once at that age and then like. You waited again, or
no?
It just kept,
no, okay. I was so happy that it happened. Okay. What are you talking about?
Like, no, I don't know, because like some people have that situation.
I've been practicing for like fucking 2 years.
So, oh my god! Like, describe the practice.
I'm still waiting to lose my virginity.
Shit!
Saving myself.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 17.
Dang!
What?
I was 17. Yeah.
Why'd you wait so long?
I don't know. I didn't really have a girlfriend in high school.
No, it was a girl named Amanda Whalen. And
oh my god, you're naming
shout
people.
Out Amanda.
Yeah,
shout
she
out
won't
Amanda.
Listen to this. And
she might be like, god
she was,
damn
I met
it,
her
Rob.
In an arcade in Topanga. I was with my friend Dan Anthony.
In an arcade?
Yeah, in an arcade. Oh. We met her and her friend. And
intentionally or accidentally?
Accidentally.
That's a
so we met an arcade, and then like we talked on the phone all the time. Phone bill was huge because my mom was like, "Why are you talking to somebody in Simi Valley?" And it was like so far away.
That's,
and, like,
oh,
we
that's
talked.
Long distance.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like an hour on the phone each day, and then that's how I met my best friend at the time, Alan Sanchez, who I became best friends with because he lived two streets from me. And then he's like, hey, my parents are never there, so you can come over. So I went over there.
And use my smash pack.
Yeah, and I went over there with Amanda and her friend. No, I brought her friend Cherry. And Cherry, yeah, her name was Cherry. Yeah, yeah.
That
her
sounds like
name?
A prostitute. Cherry.
I'm so sorry. How old was Cherry?
She was a redhead. No, she was like 14 as well.
A redhead named Cherry?
Their parents were like, I popped her out and... Cherry.
Yeah,
Cherry.
Or Sherry, Terry.
Is it Sherry or
no,
Cherry?
No, Cherry. Her name was Cherry. And my friend Alan hooked up with Cherry, and then I hooked up with Amanda, and then we had sex on his parents. No!
You were like, I'm
and
done.
And then we had
your
sex on her parents' bed, on his parents' bed.
Oh my God, the parents' bed.
And then there was
blood,
and then the
parents.
Really? Why is it the parents' bed?
The parents got affected. Because
they got a bigger bed. They always have a bigger
bed. You don't
want
to do it in a
twin? They had a water bed, yeah.
Twin bed?
They had a water bed.
Twin bed.
Interesting.
It was a twin bed.
Oh, man.
And then we had sex to Ralph Tresvant Sensitivity.
Did you put it on specifically?
Yeah,
you
it was on.
Like...
No, because that was like our favorite song, and man. I was just very sensitive.
And how long did this go on for?
Like 3 months.
3 months?
No, we barely had sex, though. We had sex like maybe like 8 times or something like that. Wow.
That's for being a baby, that's a lot.
Being a baby.
Being a baby. That's a lot. 8 times? That's a lot.
Well, my friend Alan already had lost
no,
his
I was
virginity
not, I was
as
not,
well.
I was not fucking in high school. I was a...
Really?
No, I was making movies and shit. And
what a nerd.
I was a nerd. Yeah, I was like the uncool version of Ferris Bueller.
When they were like, Ferris, you can take a day off. You're like, good, let's make some movies.
I'm going to make a movie. Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, I would make like movies and shit.
That's
all I
cool.
did. I don't know. I mean, well, yeah, it wasn't until like,
I was getting pussy.
Wasn't until,
I was getting
like, pupusa. It wasn't until late and late high school or like right after high school or summer of senior year or whatever. Yeah.
Were you at that point where you were like, I just got to do it. I just got to.
No, I wasn't. I don't know. I was just like, you know, whatever. You know, it was like it wasn't. I don't know. I was so occupied with other things for some reason. I was a late bloomer. I was like Steve Carell.
No, you weren't because you lost at 17.
I
wasn't. Like,
I know. I'm joking.
Wait, how old were you?
15.
Oh, well, a year later, baby. You're calling me a baby when I did it.
I was 15. It was like not the best, not the worst experience. I just remember after it, he was like, we're not virgins anymore. And I was like, ew, don't talk about it. Like, we didn't.
See, but I remember as soon as I did have it, then it was like nonstop after that.
Did you guys high five? We're not virgins anymore. High five.
No, after he said that, I was like, I gotta go home.
I didn't have a major interest in it. And then once it happened, then it was like nonstop. It was like,
well,
oh,
you're
this
like,
is,
oh.
I was like, fuck the movie.
Fuck movies.
Now I'm making fuck movies. Yeah, no.
Jesus. Too bad OnlyFans doesn't exist
back then.
That's
how Pornhub started.
That's how I invented Pornhub. Yeah.
Did you
with a VHS camcorder. Yeah.
Well, No, it was.
Well, we got to know a lot about each other. There we go. Camcorder. Yeah, exactly. Right.
And like, set it up. Like,
set it up. Exactly.
That's good the angles. Way.
Yeah, right.
No, that's the thing about those. They're never good angles.
They're never good angles?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't have any more videos of myself at all.
So. You don't have videos of yourself?
No. Doing that? Sex? No.
On an iPhone?
I did for a while, but I just deleted everything.
It's in the cloud.
You're like, ow, ow, ow.
They
were a different girl.
It is. It's
no, because I it was just too many times like where a girl like grabbed my phone and then like she looked through it and it's like, oh my God. And like, just
you gotta
like,
put that stuff in the private folder.
I didn't know this.
So, was it before, like, or like girls mean? Before you were dating a girl? Or like, why were random girls looking at your phone?
No, yeah, it was like girls I was seeing and I was going out with and were like trying to start a relationship and then they look through my phone and then they see things that like they didn't want to see. And
no, give me that phone. Give me that phone back.
So that's why
why are you being so weird with your
everything.
Phone?
I just deleted everything. I just, yeah, like I didn't want to like have
it. I don't know. When I was younger, I would get very upset like that and I'd be like, who is she? Why? Well, who is this person? Whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, are you weird with that? Like if you date someone now and they're like, oh, you have all these girls' numbers in your phones or whatever.
Well, numbers. I'm not looking at their
guys, you know what I'm saying.
I'm not looking.
Well, it could be girls. I don't know.
I'm not looking through their contacts, but like, if they have pictures of people who it was like a while ago, I'm like, that's fine. Like,
yeah, well, that's a reasonable person. That's logical.
But if you're looking at them after, like if you're getting them after the fact, like if we started dating on the 1st and you got a picture on the 15th, that needs to be deleted. That's a no-go.
Right.
But beforehand, I mean, she's hot. Cool.
All right. And let's talk about Taylor Swift's big LA concert. I guess it's.
Let's talk about it. Are you a Swiftie?
I'm a total Swiftie. You're not a Swiftie? Oh, you hate Barbie.
Really? So,
yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, really?
She wears short skirts. No, I'm in the bleachers.
Yeah. I'm going to the concert. I spent $1,000 on one ticket.
Aren't they done?
Did you wear diapers?
Diapers? Oh. Yeah. I don't want to miss a minute.
Wow.
No, I'm not going.
Wait, but okay.
What?
I'll give her this. That is the most successful concert that's ever happened.
Exactly. She gave out $55 million worth of bonuses to her crew.
To her truck driver. She gave each one of them $100,000.
That's crazy.
And she's
great.
Yeah, she's great in that. And she's also pumping the economy. In LA, it was a huge deal.
But did you see the hotels that were like, join us in our strike and don't come?
Yeah. Well, there was like a lot of controversy, and then people are saying that it's too loud over by SoFi Stadium. Here's a video. Here, let's show
it's
this.
It's too loud.
People are complaining.
Get
that,
off
that,
my
that
lawn.
Live next
Who
to
are
the
people? Oh, that live next to SoFi.
Here,
then fucking
watch
move.
Yeah. This is right next to our house, man. Like, how can anybody sleep with all these loud people?
Get the fuck over it, man. What time is it?
Right, you can hear the song. I mean, that's a great thing. You can just listen to the concert.
But at what time? What time is it right now? No, what time are they? They don't show you that. That's what's annoying.
No, no,
it could be 8 o'clock. Get the fuck over it, man.
No, they say the concert ended at 11:45 p.m. Depriving some residents of their 8 hours of shut eye. One person in particular, I guess this is a guy that works at TMZ that filmed this and said that people can't sleep.
Okay, TMZ.
First of all, you're probably up till at least 11, I would say. Who's going to bed at fucking 8 o'clock?
I go to bed at 9 o'clock, so But by that point.
Wait, how are you going to bed at 9 o'clock if you're doing comedy shows? Get the hell out of here.
She shows up to the show. I need to go up now. Blue plate special.
On
days I have a show that's late, I nap before. Oh, okay, all right. And then I do my little show, and then I go home and I go right to sleep.
These people that are living next to SoFi Stadium, though, are disturbed because the concert's so loud. And
so what do they think about when the Rams or Chargers play?
I don't know.
Or any other concert that's there?
They're saying
there.
In 2021, during rehearsals for the Super Bowl halftime show, Dr. Dre and his crew wanted to keep the performances top secret. So the stadium staff blasted rock music outside so neighbors couldn't tattle on the set list and also ruin the surprise guest of 50 Cent.
Oh, that's smart.
But yeah, if you're living next to that stadium, I don't know. Fucking move. I don't know.
Well, first off, they were probably there first, and then the stadium came.
But
so
they
like,
get to listen to the concerts for free.
That's what I would think.
But I also heard like people were like there was like a thing like people that wanted to just go to the parking lot and listen to the concert outside of the stadium. And they were like, no, we're not doing that. You can't do that. You had to have a ticket to enter the parking lot or whatever.
What if you bought a ticket to park? That not a ticket in of itself?
I don't think you were allowed to or something like that. But, yeah, so people are upset with that. And then there was another concert. I forget who it was. Fuck, I don't have the – I'm just reminding myself of this. There was a concert that was announced that they were selling listening-only tickets to
what?
Wait, hold on.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
No. This was a
– You can –
I hate fucking our society. The people are just listening fucking making
only. Oh, here it is. Okay, listening only tickets for Beyonce's Renaissance tour at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey were on sale for $157, apparently.
And you just parked your car?
No. You go into the stadium, but these are the seats that are behind the stage. Oh. So you can't see the concert. You can't see the performance by Beyonce.
I thought
Beyonce.
They blindfolded you, maybe.
No. Yeah.
Then they're like, you can only listen. It's a sensory exercise. Yeah.
No, but these are $157 tickets. So you can only listen to the music, and you don't see any of the visuals or the concert or anything like that. And people are saying,
that's
this
great
is,
for blind people.
Sure, sure. Like, they were saying,
I've been listening, seeing this.
Yeah.
I should have gotten a ticket that was a listening only ticket.
Is that a
ticket.
Thing? Should blind people be charged a lower
rate?
I do think,
yes.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
It's listening
they should
only.
Have that. That's extra money right there.
All,
yeah,
of, a sudden,
why not?
All of a sudden, everyone.
Oh, they don't even have to tell them. They'll be like, hey, listen, we got a discount ticket for you. Front row stage. You're gonna be right there.
You will literally be on stage with her, and you're like,
but now
I
all of a sudden, all of a sudden, everyone is blind. Now all of a sudden, like, there's gonna be tests.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Can
yeah.
you see this?
Yeah.
No, society. I can't see anything. Wait, is that Beyonce? Oh shit, you can't see her. She's right next to you.
No, that's what happens. Liar. A tennis ball thrown at their face and see if they react.
That's the test before you go in. You have to like they talk to you. They're like, first things first.
Yeah, oh they God. Throw you like a little softball or something like that right to your face, and if you move,
it would
it's
go
like
they shoot an arrow right above your face.
Right. There should shoot be. An I mean, arrow. There should be. Yeah.
I feel like that would be more more apt. Like if they shot an arrow, because if you were blind, you'd be like, I don't see anything.
Why don't they just point a gun at your face and see if you react?
What about if you're deaf and you want to go to the concert? Is there a watching
Why
only
price?
Why are
you a fan of music?
But if you want to watch Taylor Swift dance around in the costumes
well,
or whatever.
Well, you still feel the beat. Sorry, I keep hitting this. Like you still feel
but,
the beat
yeah,
when you're blind.
What should be the price if you are deaf,
and you can listen,
see it?
They see the sounds of the music,
right. So
and they can feel the vibration.
So should that be the same? Should that be the same price as the listening only ticket? It should be a watching only ticket, no listening.
I don't know. I feel like we should be discussing
also,
this because we're not blind, deaf or blind.
But I am a handicapped little person. So.
Oh, so
you
when you go to shows, you don't
well,
see things.
No, I'm you know, 1 inch too tall, yeah. So I don't qualify.
Really?
But
1 inch too tall? Wait, how tall are you?
4'11".
4'11". Ooh. So if you're 4'10".
If you're 4'10", you're legally a little person.
Really?
Yeah. And
wow.
So you get a handicap sticker, you get all that stuff.
You looked into this?
I have looked into this because yeah. I want this.
She wanted
are
the parking pass?
Is yeah. That, yeah. Free parking all day, every day, no exceptions, done.
I remember.
So
I wanted it. Yeah, I went to see Outkast, and I remember a little person—not a little person, but probably like 5 foot or whatever—and she was on her boyfriend, and it was the fucking annoying because like she was blocking everybody from seeing.
Yeah,
it was
so
like,
you should have had that listening only.
It's a concert was
this concert was called Skankonia or whatever, and it was like fucking like.
It's like Pupusa Fest.
Yeah,
but
exactly. Oh, her
Pupusa
ass is in front
Fest.
Of her. I went to Skankonia,
but
and I got
R&B.
Look at those pupusas everywhere.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Come and get you a fresh pupusa. They sell pupusas at the concert. Is there a guy walking around selling them like a baseball game?
At the
game?
Festival?
Oh, like a baseball game. They sell.
No,
like,
the
like,
festival that I went to. Yeah, yeah. They have pupusas everywhere.
Is
man.
There a pupusa
oh,
guy?
Man,
hey.
Jesus.
He's
man.
Like
easy,
for $5 more, I can get you the. Real
oh
thing.
Man, pupusas are like fucking.
You want a greasy
delicious.
Pupusa?
Ooh.
Oh, dude, we greasy. Gotta go out. We gotta go out and eat some pupusas. Oh, they're all greasy.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Oh, they're
hey,
all greasy.
Hey, it's a family friendly
show. They're all greasy.
You put some cortito on it. It's fucking.
I fucking want one of these. Yeah. Where can I get one around here? You know?
Dude, I, look
there's
it
like
up,
a truck.
Man. Yeah, there's a truck. There's everything.
Where's
man.
The truck?
There's the only one I know is in Echo Park.
Oh, that's far.
The only pupusas I know live in Echo Park.
No, I'll look it up right now.
I got a pupusa
down
the street.
Up,
it does sound like a dirty word when you're like, hey, fuck you, pupusa.
What are you drinking, by the way? What is Jessica drinking? Canned wine?
It's a house wine. It's the original house wine. Our house is your house.
Wine. Look at that. That's crazy.
It's bright, is it fruity, good? And flavorful.
Is it good?
It's not bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's I found it. I don't know if I would drink that.
Well, it's not for you.
Carbonated wine? Is this a carbonated?
No.
Oh. I thought it was a carbonated.
It's from Walla Walla, Washington.
Wow.
Did you guys ever watch that Real World where the girl who had kidney stones was from Walla Walla, Washington?
Oh, my God.
They made a song about her?
Pupusas, yes.
They made a song about Walla Walla, Washington?
Yeah, because everybody hated her on the Real World.
I didn't watch that.
Okay, well, I'm telling you.
There's one like 4 miles away, Con Sabor West. Con Sabor Restaurant.
Right, I think we should all go get a pupusa and then come back next week. And
I
talk
love
about
that their
it.
Names were the same. What did you
yeah,
say?
They're both. They're
and
both
then
the
one was like, well,
that says carbonated wine.
Con Sabor.
It says it right there. Is there a fizz to it? You don't even know. You're drunk already.
I guess fizz. I don't know.
There's not, it doesn't taste like a seltzer. No.
It doesn't taste like a seltzer. I guess there's a little.
Is
like,
it white wine?
You
don't even know what you're drinking. It just says house wine.
At the farmer's market, but
I think it's
closed.
Pink.
It's like a rosé. A sparkling wine. It's a sparkling wine.
No.
That would make sense.
It's not sparkling
it's not?
Wine.
All right.
Oh, it's rosé. Rosé bubbles.
You don't even know what the fuck you bought.
But I bought two of them.
It's house wine.
But I know about two.
All right, Rob, you found the pupusa.
Yeah, there's a couple of them like really close by. So there's one like 4 miles away.
Let's try
that's
it.
That's not
let's
close.
Try it
4 miles is not close.
Yeah, no. In LA, that's right. That's, you know, that's a you got
to
pack a lunch.
I know. That's at least
a lunch
40
to
minutes.
Get lunch.
Yeah, lunch to get lunch. Farmer's market.
On the way.
The one down the street?
Yeah.
That's the white.
It's
the
actually closed, though. Oh, sorry.
Okay, well.
That's the white festival.
Con Sabor Restaurant. It's in mid-city. It's 3.7 miles away. It doesn't have a...
All right. Let's try it.
Wait, how far is Echo Park from here?
That's fucking far, man.
Okay, well, Echo Park has little...
Yeah, they got a lot of pupusas.
Do you want to... should we go get a pupusa at some point, all of us?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, I'll take you one.
Yeah, like, we can do that.
El Barón de Centro America Pupuseria. Right.
That's entirely too long.
It's got $1
of a name.
Yeah.
If you had
Pupuseria? What?
Pupuseria, man.
You said like it was going to be a planetarium.
Is that like a pizzeria? A pupuseria?
Yeah. Pupuseria. Yeah. You got it, man. Yeah, you absolutely got
everything
it.
Everything for everyone.
Let's go down to the pupuseria.
Pupuseria.
They'll say poo-poo.
Poo-poo platter? That's Chinese.
Pupuseria, man.
No, is that not French?
Poo-poo platter? No, that's a Chinese thing, right? Have you ever had that at a Chinese restaurant, Rob? Poo-poo platter?
No.
You haven't?
No.
You know what it is?
No.
No.
No? It's like an appetizer tray, I would say. You know, like when you get the appetizer sampler thing at like a Fridays or something like that.
TGI Fridays.
It's like a Chinese version of that. It had like little bamboo sticks, and it had like a fire thing that you would like, you know, heat up the spare ribs, the Chinese spare ribs, and all that shit.
I don't like that
poo-poo
word.
Poo-poo
platter.
But you like poo-poo.
I don't like pupusas. I don't eat them because I don't like to say them.
Really?
I don't like to eat. I don't like to eat things I don't like to say.
Really? what else don't you like to say?
Moist.
Anything with like a hard U.
A hard U.
Yeah, like pupusa. No, I'm out.
Give us another example.
Yeah, what's another food like, that you don't want to say that you want to eat?
Well, now I'm like, I don't know.
Know.
Uganda.
Well, I wouldn't eat.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of things with a U.
Damn.
Okay. Let's go.
I usually have a laundry list,
foods
but like
you.
Right now.
Foods with you?
Foods with you. Like tofu, fuck off.
No, you don't like tofu.
Yeah, I don't like tofu either.
Tofu,
really?
Fuck off. For the taste and the noise.
Uni.
Mm. Uni. I like uni.
Also, if I just don't know how to pronounce it, I'm not going to ever eat that.
Really?
I don't want to look dumb at a restaurant. Like, I never get bolognese.
Umbrella
bolognese.
Fruit. Bolognese? You don't like bolognese?
Bolognese is fucking delicious. Get
I know,
the
but
fuck
I'm
out
always,
of here.
I'm always confused on how to say it.
Bologi?
Like the way you just say it right now? Like,
is it Can I get the
All right, let's talk.
Why don't you just point it at? Can I get this?
Let's talk I hate about, being that person.
Let's talk about Jessica's asshole story.
Yeah, we
Let's get to this. So, Jessica, this is I'm a Basshole. You come on here, you tell a story about a time that you were an asshole. You did do the live show a while back.
And yes,
You had a couple of stories, but you know our listeners weren't able to hear them. So, if you want to, if you want to talk about that or a new one, whatever you want to do.
So I can talk. Okay, I'll talk about that one. But I feel I realized recently I have like little asshole moments of things.
Let's do that.
Like I like. Yeah. I don't know. Like I. Won't we start from the beginning story?
All right.
Which I have to remember. So I was living in Chicago at the time. And I had met a guy on Tinder.
As you do.
And he was fine enough. He was fine enough. He was a great starter boyfriend, which as I explained, a starter boyfriend is the boyfriend you meet when you move to a new city. And you realize it's not going to work out, but they're good as a tour guide.
As a starter, yeah. But that guy was banking on that you're going to be his forever girlfriend.
It's not my fault that I have that effect on some people, right, that they're like, she's the one, right? Like, it's not... Because I'm an actress, right? Like, I just...
Yeah, you
want to
keep your... You want to keep your...
Yeah, in open, L.A., right? Everyone wants that.
Well, this was in Chicago. But so I was dating him, and he was great. He, like, would buy me... Which is, I don't know, red flag for me. He would buy me clothes, and I didn't, liked it, but didn't like it. Like, he bought me Cubs gear so we could go to a Cubs game. And, like, that sounds cute.
Were you a Cubs fan?
No, I'm a fan of sports.
But now you are, yeah.
No, I'm a fan of, like...
So you would have been happy if he bought you a shirt that said sports.
No, because I would have been
you're,
like...
But you're like, the Cubs hat is cute for the photo or the
Yeah. I'm like, I thank you. You made me look like a Cubs fan. That's awesome. Right. I love that. Anyways,
and
I also...
put all the hashtags. Cub girls. Chicago,
Cubbies.
Chicago chicks or whatever.
Cubbies for life.
Keep Chicago. Yeah.
Go Cubs, go.
Yeah. The next week, next like a month later, you're at a Dodgers game. Dodger girls.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So a month later, no, I met my friend who had this guy. He had a boat.
Oh, and, yeah. This is the story.
Yeah,
oh,
this is the story. Yeah. So he had a boat.
Right.
And if you know anything about Chicago, there's only 3 months out of the year that you can actually use the boat.
The lake, yeah.
And I met him at the beginning of that. Like, I wouldn't, why would I not talk to this guy?
Right.
Like, how cool to be on Lake Michigan?
A friend with a boat is a friend that you want to keep.
A guy with a boat is a guy that I will keep for a while. Yeah. So I started.
For 3 months at least.
For 3 months at least. Mm. And during those 3 months, I was dating both of those guys. And then I had friends who came into town. And I was like, dude, we can get the best of both worlds. This guy is a diehard Cubs fan. Right. He'll buy us tickets to go to the Cubs game. We went to a Cubs game with him. And then the next day, my boat boy was he was like, do you want to come on the boat today? And I was like, oh, my God, my friends are in town. How fun. Yeah, my friends need to be on the boat, too. So then we went there. And it was just like, what's a girl to do? What's a girl to do?
So many options.
That is so fucked up because
it's fucked up.
If you now the reason why I say it's fucked up, because I've been in a situation like that where like if you're seeing somebody and then they're just using you for like whatever reason, like I'm just saying like a Cubs game or a boat, and if they really like you and then you find out they're like, yeah.
Who gets a boat and doesn't think people are going to use them?
Of course, you get a boat.
Like, you
if you're,
know
if,
that's
if you're fortunate
happen.
Enough to afford a boat, like, it's like, hey, I'm getting laid, and it's going to be on the boat probably, and I'm going to have a bunch of weird friends that I'm going to have to, like, keep at arm's length.
So it's like
he
if you
knew
buy
what
him.
He was doing. He knew what he was doing by getting a boat.
Hell yeah.
He knew he was going to get some girls on there. I happen to be one of the girls, right. And I'm amazing.
I'm talking about the other guy. I felt bad for the other guy. The boat guy obviously was doing it for pussy.
Right. The other guy can only get Cubs tickets.
He was doing it for
pussy. And anyone can get that, you know?
He took me a lot of places, but then, like, the no-go draw was when, like, I don't know, he had a lot of things, and I was like, I feel like you're not, I don't know. His pants were skinnier than mine.
Skinny jeans.
He had, like, wore skinnier jeans than I did.
I have a pair of those. I should stop wearing them.
But
I don't wear them because I have a penis.
There was one moment.
I don't have one. I'm like Ken.
There was one moment. I am. You're Ken enough.
I'm
Ken enough.
Yeah, I know.
There was one moment where, like, he spent the night at my house, and I was putting on jeans, like, to get up in the morning. And I was like, these jeans don't fit. They're too tight. Mm. And he was like, oh, those are mine. And I'm like, that's... We gotta go.
Was he the same height as you?
No one's the same height as me. Oh. He was like 5'4". He's like 5'4". Which is like, I gave him a chance. Mm-hmm. I gave a short king a chance.
Short king. That's a new that's a new phrase that's being tossed around a lot lately, right?
Yes. That's what short they call kings. Themselves, I guess. I don't know.
It's when they're short and they just have to put the king in there. It's so funny to me.
Like Tom Cruise is a short king, right?
He was a great...
I'm a fat king. I'm a dad bod king. That's
most
what
kings
I
are, king. Most kings are fat, I think, right? I don't know.
When they own a kingdom. But yeah, so at any case... All I did what I had to do.
You did what you did. You kept the boat.
My friends had a great trip when they were there.
How long did the boat guy last?
For 3 months.
3 months. 3 months?
For the season.
Like 4 months. The thing with him, and he's...
And wait, did the other guy find out about the boat?
Yeah.
Did you have him on your phone as guy with boat? And then boat like guy. You have like guy with cabin, guy with...
guy with Cubs tickets.
Yeah, guy with Cubs tickets.
No, I gave them last names.
Okay.
See, I keep people on my phone like... You know, like I just put Tinder as their last name, or Hinge. Like,
oh, wherever, I put Hinge.
Whenever I meet them,
I do that too.
Like it would be Jessica Smelly Hinge. Pussy. That would be like your name in my phone if we met on Hinge. You know.
I can't wait until.
What
like,
did you say? What did you? I missed that.
She said Jessica Smelly Pussy.
Oh my god.
That's her name saved.
You haven't even met her yet. You're just like Jessica Smelly Pussy.
Honestly, if I was smarter, I would have categorized them as Hinge then name versus name then Hinge, and then I could just like delete them all. Because there's so many people on my phone that I'm like, Jason Hinge? I have no clue who you think
putting Hinge first and then the person's name.
Well, then they could just be in a category and then I can just like go through my ages.
I should start doing that.
Don't give them first name basis. They're not first name material.
Yeah. I don't know.
So anyways, the boat guy lasted like 4 months, but now he's happily engaged. He's gonna get married to a girl.
He still has the boat, though.
And
what was the name of the boat? Do you remember his name? When you get a boat, you can name it.
Oh, I don't remember the name of it.
You don't?
It's not Jessica, that's for sure.
Was it Papusa?
It might have been Papusa.
Papusa of the sea?
Yeah,
Papusa of the sea.
and that guy was definitely probably seeing other people, though. You know, like, that's what I'm saying.
Good for him.
That guy, but I feel sorry for the Cubs guy. Because it's a situation
especially
like...
Especially the Cubs sucked during that time.
Yeah.
So
it was right after they won the World Series.
Oh, then
Ticket Prices. So they were on the up and up.
Yeah, ticket prices were fucking up.
Were they good seats, at least?
No. They were bleacher seats.
Like, he couldn't even get into, like, the, you know, the VIP.
But he showed...
He's not husband material if he can't get you there.
Oh, yeah.
No, he wasn't husband material from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I went out on a limb. I went out for outside my comfort zone.
Are these guys older? Like the guy on the boat? Like how much older are they?
No, he was my age.
He was your age.
Yeah, he was my age.
So successful, owns a boat, your age, same age.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other guy was maybe like a year older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just so whatever. My friends had a great trip, so I feel like I did a good thing. A good deed.
Yeah.
I'm the hero.
You're the hero.
Because I sacrificed. Right.
Now, have you tried to get a friend with a boat here in LA? Because you can use it all year, you know. No Marina Del Rey boy?
No. I've missed the mark.
What do you mean? You missed the mark.
I live in Hollywood.
So what?
And I've done dumb shit like date like comics and
like what comics?
Name them. No.
Who is it?
But I like dumb shit like that. Nobody.
Why is that dumb? Why is that dumb to date a comic?
It's not dumb.
It's dumb. It's dumb.
Is it?
It's just dumb.
Really?
No. Because
you run into them no matter what. You're going to run into them. And so, if things don't work out, it's just like.
That's why I'm labeling me not as a comic anymore. I'm just a podcaster.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy.
Just a guy with a microphone and a dream.
It was before I started comedy. We met and then I started comedy and then he was like,
did he influence you to start comedy?
No, I had always wanted to do it and it just so happened that like it crossed paths.
Right. Who is
it? And his name is, but then he saw me at a show, show actually.
Oh, I probably know him then.
Yeah, no, you don't know him.
Yeah, we know this guy.
He came to Bass Hole Live? Really?
He happened to be there. And
He
happened to be there.
Wow. Has he been on my show?
No.
It's Ian Russo?
Oh. Wanted to be on my show?
I don't think so.
Really?
He's probably a bigger name.
He doesn't want to be on.
Anyways, he was like, "I saw you. I thought you did great. You have a future if you want to do this, and I don't want to be like, I don't want to be the person that they're like, you're fucking this guy, and that's why you get where you're at."
So he is a big name.
So he was like, "Let me take a step back. Like, if you want to do this, then you do this on your own."
Richard
Chastain.
Really? Wow.
It's Richard Chastain.
It's Matt Rife. No, I'm kidding. Could you imagine?
So how was Dayton Cook? No, okay.
No, I can't.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. No, we're joking. Mm.
But in any case. So.
In any case. All right. So.
I felt bad for that guy. Well, I did feel bad for that guy. But at the end, he won at the end of that.
I'm excited that he saw my show. I don't even know who he is, but that's great.
Jamie Kennedy?
So
Jamie was on though. No, he wasn't on.
No, he wasn't on it. The Chicago guy, he was like, "You're a robot and you don't have any emotions." Mm. And
you're dead inside.
It was like a whole.
What
thing.
Is your sign?
A Libra.
What the fuck? Who cares about signs?
Who doesn't care about signs? What sign are you, Rob?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh well, then that makes sense. That makes sense. Absolutely.
All right, so Marina Del Rey, so you're not going to try to get a boat guy out here?
I need a boat guy out here.
Well, why don't you go down to the marina and hang around?
My name is Jessica, and I would love to be on your boat.
Why don't you go hang out by the marina?
Is that what your Tinder says, like guy with boat? Like,
no, my Tinder says, I don't have Tinder, first off. I have Hinge because I'm classy.
I have Hinge as well.
And it says, what would you name your boat? That's like one of the prompts.
Oh,
God. Because if they have a boat, they're like, my boat's named this. And
what if their boat means their dick?
What would it be like? Little pee-pee?
Wow. Why would someone call their boat little pee-pee?
Dingy?
Because they'd be like, it's Pepe. Little dingy. It's not pee-pee.
Hey, what's your name of your boat? Short dick.
Little Dick Energy.
Little Dingy.
Little Dicky, the rapper. Maybe that's what it is.
Why don't you go down and hang out at the marina?
It's too far of a drive.
It's not that far.
No, you got to drive out there if you have a boat.
Where am I going to hang out? Like, literally on the dock? Like,
there's
sitting
fucking
there?
Yeah. Restaurants there and stuff. Go hang out by the El Torito.
Have some oysters and be like talking to guys and be like, yeah, I love oysters.
I've heard going to golf clubs.
Country clubs.
Are you that type of girl that you're gonna hang around and like find like a guy?
Be where you want to be.
I hang out at rich places because I want to believe that I'm rich as fuck.
I'll pretend to play golf. I'll have somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how to swing. Help me.
And then they help you.
I'm just a girl.
I
can play that to an extent, and then when they start telling me stuff, I'm like, you're dumb.
But then once you get to know them, you gotta like.
Well, then I'm like,
this is the girl that loves Barbie because Barbie's. you're doing this shit that's like.
I just bring them
against
in.
The Barbie fucking movie.
I just bring them in, but then there's a point where I'm like, I'm smarter than you. Like the ultimate was like I was hanging out with a guy, and we were talking basketball. I'm a diehard basketball.
You
fan.
Are. I Who's
love
your team?
The Spurs.
Oh. San Antonio.
Go Spurs.
That's
go.
Right. You're from San Antonio.
I love the Spurs, and I know basketball. I know basketball. I watch ESPN. I know basketball. And one guy, like, we were at trivia, and the question was, when was the last time the New York Knicks went to the NBA Finals?
Oh, they played against the Spurs, and they lost, and they got swept.
See, I don't know any of this shit.
Exactly.
Back in, 1990? Ooh. Against the Spurs.
Right,
what was that, 98?
Maybe?
Nine. 99! That was close.
It was 1999. It was a trivia question, and they asked that, and I was like, it's 99. And they were like, well.
And they didn't believe
it. It might have been. And I was like, no, I know it's 99. Mm. And then
you felt like Barbie.
I was like, listen to me. I know what I'm talking about.
Did they listen?
No, they didn't listen.
And they got the question wrong.
And they got it wrong. And I was like,
what
I
assholes?
Told you.
And then
99.
You shoved it in their face and said, you're wrong.
Yeah, I was like, they were like, how would you know that? That's so wild. You're a girl.
Right.
And I'm like, because that's when they played the Spurs. I can literally. Because
I'm a hard, diehard basketball
fan. Well, that's like, just a fucking idiot, though.
I'm like, I can picture when David Robinson made that block that they got the 2-point win. Like,
oh, look
I,
at you.
I can
you
picture
know,
the entire
well
thing.
And Grandmama was on the team. And,
I can picture it all. And it was.
Yeah, the Knicks were like the 8th seed, and they weren't supposed to be there. Yeah, I know my fucking basketball shit.
I don't know anything.
I know you don't know anything about sports.
No.
You'd be the opposite of
play,
this guy.
Let's play pickleball.
Yeah, let's play pickleball. Bring it.
I'm like, let's talk about Patrick Mahomes. Let's talk about the Chiefs. Let's talk about. I love it. I'm like in, and I hate when guys are like, oh, and. Like, you don't know anything. You're
no,
just a girl.
I'd be
I'm
the
like,
first one to be like, I don't know anything. Please teach me the ways. I did fantasy football 1 year, and I had to have a girl help me out.
What was your name? What was your football team name?
Oh, I don't even fucking remember.
You had a girl.
I did. I only did it because
I could help you. I could run your fucking
you.
Team.
I
won championships.
He's not trying to get in your pants, Rob.
He's trying to get in her pants.
I didn't know you at the time. It was some girl I met at a bar a long time ago. She was in a fantasy football league. She's like, oh, do you want to be in the fantasy football? And I was like, all right, I'll do it. If you're doing it, I'll do it, you know? And then, like, I was like, I don't know anything about it. She's like, I'll help you. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, and that was it, you know? And then it stressed me out, the whole thing. I was like, I don't have time to fucking.
The only football fantasy football league I was in, my friends helped me set my lineup, and then I fucking forgot about it, and I won the league.
Hold on, let's go back to the asshole story.
We're talking
fantasy football right now. Listen, what is your asshole story though? Like, so basically, it's the guy, the boat guy again.
I mean,
you said you had moments. Let's go into the moments.
I think like the stem of the asshole is I've never broken up with anybody. Really? I've always been broken up with.
People dump you.
People break up
with
me.
But do you get them to break up with you by going out with boat guys?
Well, I think that might be a problem.
Why do they break up? What was your longest relationship? What's your longest relationship?
My longest was 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
And then where was that? Chicago or
in
Texas?
In Chicago, yeah. We were long distance-ish.
That, wait, what does
he's
that mean?
He's the asshole in this story. That's
you did a long distance relationship in Chicago.
Yeah,
where did he live?
Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah.
How'd you guys fucking meet?
We met in Dallas when we both lived in Dallas. Mm. He used to live in LA. And so when I came to LA, it's all going to wrap back around. When I came to LA, we would hook up. Mm. But when I came to LA, I was living in Chicago and I was dating the non-boat guy. I was dating the Cubs guy. Mm. And so I was already cheating on him. Like, I feel bad for him. I'm so sorry, guy.
You're playing the field.
And so, but I was like, you live in LA. Like, this is never going to be anything. Like, whatever. Right, we hook up. Fun. And then I left. And then he moved to Iowa because his mom lived there.
How far is Iowa from Chicago?
5 hours. It's not that far.
Right.
It's not that far. 5 hours. And then we did long distance. And then COVID happened. And then he became the asshole of the story. Mm. He, you know, long story short.
He dated a girl with a boat?
A boat in Iowa. He met a girl with a boat in Iowa.
I want to meet a girl with a boat. How do I do that?
By putting it on your fucking profile, what's the name? If you had a boat, what's the name of it?
Yeah. If you were to have a boat.
All right. So the guys always break up with you, though.
Yeah. So the point being, like, for better or worse, they always break up with me. Like, I just can't do it. I can't be like, hey, this isn't going to work out. I just, like, point them in that direction.
Now, are you
then
upset when this
it.
Happens? Or are you just like, oh, thank God.
Some of them I'm upset. Really? Most of them I'm like, fair.
Fair. Right,
that's
right.
The one that broke up with me between the boat boyfriend. He called me a robot and was like, you don't have emotions. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to be emotional. And I was like, I do, but not
just
for
don't
you.
Fucking
not
care about you. You. That's what it is.
I'm like, it's not for you.
Was that your most serious thing, this long distance thing?
No. The long distance one, that one sucked because he.
But 3 years?
Yeah.
But you weren't like,
no,
that, you weren't committed.
We were committed. Okay. We were doing it. And then the pandemic happened. He cheated on me and then he got her pregnant.
Oh.
And that sucked. Mm. And I was like, that fucking sucks. So my revenge was to move to LA because he wanted to move to LA.
Oh, okay. And so you moved here out of spite. So you
moved here out to be petty.
Really?
I don't even want to be here. I'm here to be petty.
Really? And now you're stuck here.
And I'm stuck here. I'm a comedian. I'm an actor. And like, I don't even want this.
You fell into
the
Hollywood trap.
She went out with Dane Cook and it's like,
now I'm just here to be petty. Jesus. I'm just here just to be like, man, that must suck. Like when winter comes around and I see things that are like the Midwest is covered in snow. I'm like, oh, right. Poor thing.
Poor thing. Yeah,
that sucks. Yeah. Right. I'm going to go to the beach.
So a 3-year long distance relationship, but that's still kind of like, I mean, I've done the long distance thing. I feel like it's not real.
Well,
it's fun. It's fun. But it's like at some point someone's got to move.
Yeah.
And then it becomes serious.
It can't be like we're going to get married and both live in different states.
No. It's like literally I'm going to come there and then you come here.
I wouldn't do long distance again. I wouldn't do it again because I want like somebody around.
Unless you meet someone in Marina Del Rey with a boat.
And then that's long distance from Hollywood.
That's Hollywood.
Because I'm not.
It's almost easier to date someone like in New York or Chicago than
it's like the same thing.
The West Side.
Yeah.
I would say. Right?
I have friends in the West Side who I have not seen in like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I went to Santa Monica to hang out with a friend and literally.
Stuart Thompson. You went out with Stuart Thompson.
No, I didn't. Who's but that? I love Stuart Thompson. And he is one of the girls I played kickball with. He's dating her and he's great. Mm. I'd never dated him.
I don't know who that is. Do I know who that is?
You should know. He's a nice guy. Yeah. I'm just like trying to figure out who it is.
No, I love him. He's dating one of my friends.
Come on.
He's dating one of my friends and I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because he came to the show.
He did come to the show And his girlfriend.
I remember because I talked to him.
Yeah, his girlfriend came to the show to see me with my other friend because we played kickball together.
What did the comedian that you dated think of the show?
He thought it was great. He left after my set, but thought it was great.
So he didn't really watch the show then. All right. I don't know. Fuck him. Whatever.
He thought it was great. Fuck that guy. And in any case. So I went out to Santa Monica with some of my friends. And my girlfriend kept being like, she's in from out of town. And they were like, where? And she's like, Hollywood. And I was like, that checks out. I don't ever come out here.
Right. It's, you got to make the effort, you know?
Because if I'm going to like go out and get drunk, like.
I go to the West Side all the time. I've lived here 20 years. I still go.
Yeah, you get it. Driving around, it fucking sucks. Like, you don't want to drive.
I stay in West Hollywood
because I live in here, like in the area.
I try to go to the West Side as often as I can.
I barely go to the West Side. That's like a journey.
I go to Marina Del Rey every 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like clockwork?
Yeah.
Do you have a boat?
Is it called Doug's boat? Doug, why are we doing this podcast interested? On the boat? If this podcast is on the boat.
Well, there's no.
Do you imagine waves behind us?
Oh my God, that'd be cool. But then you'd have to come out. Everyone would have to come out to the marina.
Everyone would come out to the
to do the podcast.
The marina.
Rob would not be on it. He'd be like, patch me in remotely.
Yeah, I would not.
You would do a one-off, but you wouldn't be
It's a fucking journey.
It's not.
It could be your journey.
4 miles in LA is the worst.
You know what? You have to go over there late at night. I drive over there at 2 a.m. That's when I go there.
Why are you going at 2 a.m.? Why are you going at 2 a.m.?
I sit on
the... What is it?
He goes on a pupusa ride.
That's a pupusa journey.
I sit on the beach. I sit on the beach alone and think about my mistakes. And then I drive back.
Why don't you go...
Mistakes.
Go to Griffith Park to do that.
That's people get murdered there.
At Griffith Park?
At 2 a.m.? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you don't go there at 2 a.m.
Why go there?
I go to the marina. No.
What?
Why would you go there at 2 a.m.? What the fuck?
Because it's all I know.
You go there at 2 a.m.?
I don't go there at 2 a.m. Hey, but speaking of being late, the beach is the best place to watch the stars.
Speaking about being late, I'm pregnant. No.
Oh, that was 9 months ago. You did the Basshole show.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I guess we'll be having the comedian come
ago?
Around.
What are you talking about?
That's your new hook. Women announce their pregnancies.
Yeah.
Basshole, and then that's
I inform them that they're pregnant. Did you know that you're pregnant? It's like, what are you, 16 and pregnant? You didn't know you're pregnant. By the way, we're bringing you on this show today because we're letting you know that you are pregnant.
Did you know that women, you can't do 23andMe if you've had oral sex within like 7 or 10 days of taking the thing?
Why?
Because they were like,
their genes.
The DNA.
Oh, come on, man. Do the math.
Of the pee-pee in your mouth, the DNA would construe things.
Oh, the pee-pee in your mouth.
So Rob can't do, you got to wait a week?
My own pee-pee? No.
Could you imagine though if it came back and you were like, you're pregnant? That's like the DNA test.
Yeah,
it's someone else.
Anyway, so that's another thing women have to deal with.
Right.
We can't take
23andMe.
My sister did it, and I was like,
I'm thinking about doing it.
You should do it. Why
but
not?
I hear
I did it.
You did?
Yeah.
Are you happy with the results?
Yeah, it's a boy.
Aww.
So now, I figured out that why I look so white. It's because I'm a lot. European. So
how much does that cost, that thing?
It was like $100. It might be like, but there's a good price. There's like good
they,
like
they
sales.
Say if you do it though and you commit
you're in
murder,
the system yeah.
Well, they connect you to
yeah,
like family.
That one guy.
They're
well, the
like,
Golden State killer was found but that way so
what if you then you're in the system.
I don't give a shit. I'm not fucking committing murder. I'm not.
But what if you
rape?
Don't know that you're gonna do that one day? You know, like an accident.
I don't know.
You might accidentally murder somebody.
No, like people accidentally murder, and they're like, "Oh my god, this fucking stripper!"
Yeah, you could be really angry one day.
Yeah, that's.
You don't know what the future holds.
I don't think so. I don't think I'll ever murder.
You might regret that 23andMe. Then at that moment, you're like, "Fuck! I did that 23andMe. Fuck it! I knew it was gonna come back to bite me in the ass." God damn.
My sister
and then watch this podcast and be like, "Oh, yeah,
you're like delete. That's not evidence. You can't hold it in court.
Yeah, you're gonna have to delete this podcast. I don't want
nothing's deleted.
No evidence.
My sister,
we don't edit this.
My sister did it for our family, and she's like, "This is what we are." And then we showed our mom, and she was like, "Well, you all should probably take it." We're like, "Wait, are we not all the same genes?"
Oh,
she's like,
hilarious.
"I don't know."
Oh, really?
My she's like, "I mean, you are, but
she's
maybe
saying,
you should."
She's saying you have a different dad.
I went out with a guy with a boat, and he had tickets to Yankees game.
Like, it was a different time.
Yeah. What if I find out like I was adopted or something? parents lying to you the whole time.
They're little. My mom is so wild. She'll just like drop little comments, and I'm like, "That is that?" Like she'd be like, "Well, you know, when I was giving birth to your brother, a girl was calling our phone and said like, Keith, I'm in labor." So I don't know what happened from Keith, that. And you're like, "Wait, what? Keith's my dad's name."
Oh, okay.
And you're like, "What? Wait, sorry, hold on. So we might have siblings?
Oh,
what
really?
Is happening?" And she'd be like, "I don't know.
I know.
We never talked about it after." And I'm like, "Wait, we never talked about it after."
Yeah, right.
And then I think that's the best Mexican trait. You're like,
you don't know if you have kids out there.
Well, you're just like, I'm mad about it and I'm upset. And then I'm never going to talk about it again.
Right.
You'll never know it.
You never know. All right. So dating around, Jessica's dating around. Boat people.
Boat people.
What about a plane, a pilot? Maybe you can get a pilot that has a plane or something.
That terrifies me because I only want like an American Airlines pilot. I'm not doing any private jets. I'm not doing any helicopters.
I'll go with Spirit guys.
No,
What about a guy with a submersible?
Like the Titanic.
He's already done for. He's already done for.
Just a lot of pressure.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he's under a lot of pressure.
Don't date comedians.
I don't date comedians.
You don't date comedians? Now you don't? Is that a rule that you have?
Now it's a rule.
Really?
That's a rule. Yeah, you shouldn't. I dated a comedian. I've dated a lot, but I dated.
All right, brag.
No, I'm not bragging. That's not even a brag. What are you talking about?
I dated a lot.
No, but one of them was, it was great. She was hilarious too, and she should have still done comedy, but it just was so much friction and so much like bullshit. Like even like a podcast that we did together, like she would just flip out on shit, and or like one time she flipped out on me at the improv for no reason because some other girl like hit on me or whatever, and it was like,
oh yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, but it was like a lot of bullshit like that. Like, and she was fucking hilarious, and she would crush, and like I remember having to follow her sometimes, and it was hard, And she was one of those funny comedians, and she dated a lot of other comics too. So like that just made it even more awkward.
I wonder if I should put that rule into play for myself. No, don't date comics.
You shouldn't, because you just run into each other.
You shouldn't. Just do it.
I only date actresses, not comedians.
No, that's even worse.
That's so worse.
Just date a citizen.
Why?
Date a citizen.
I'm an actor as well.
Date a normie.
Yeah,
actors have the same kind of
a normal person.
My ex-wife was a normal person.
But the
she was not.
All right, we can't talk about that. Either.
No, but I mean,
as far as job goes,
it's not that like because they're funny, they're over. Really funny. It was, as shitty as it was that he said that he was like, "Do you want to be known as the girl who's fucking me, or like as a person on your own doing comedy?" And I was like, "You're a dick, whatever." But thank you. It's not that it would be competing, like, "Oh, they're funny," and like I have to follow them and all that stuff.
You could have been like, "Why not? I'd be known for both of those things."
It's just, and as a, like a female, it's harder when they're like, "Oh, you got a show at the improv is because you're fucking that guy." You're like, "No, I know.
Who fucking cares?" That's such a lame excuse on that guy, because that guy was just basically, that was his out, and that's pretty smart of him to say that.
That's also my girlfriends were like, he wanted an out, he needed an out, and he did it, he took it, and he was like,
that's what I would do.
A valuable, and fair enough.
Oh, I know who it is.
No, all you don't know who it is.
I know.
You don't know who it is, but in any case... But like whatever. I also don't want to, not that I'm like the greatest, but anybody else who's like coming up too, I don't want them to be like, "Oh, are you Jessica's boyfriend? Yeah, we'll put you on the show. Oh, you're Jessica's boyfriend."
But what if you guys really liked each other?
So many fucking
then
people
that's
do
like,
that.
Like if you were like, "This guy, I really love this guy, or I think there's a future with this
then
guy."
Then when we both get to a point where we're like,
there's a female comic
separate but together
that went out with that guy, from MTV, My Bum Is On Your Lips. What's that
Tom
guy?
Tom Green?
Tom Green, yeah.
That guy, Tom Green.
Yeah, yeah. That guy, like, he had a girlfriend who's pretty attractive, but she's the shittiest, I won't say her name, shittiest fucking comic that I've ever seen perform, but she has a huge following. She's attractive as fuck. Mm. Like, she's very attractive, but God damn it, dude. Like, the fact that she got notoriety because of the fact that she went out with Tom Green for like 3 years.
I wonder
years,
if she'll come on the show and talk about it.
She probably would go on the show. She's I'm not going to say her name. I can't say her name.
You're like trying to trick it. You're like,
I've seen her. I've never seen her do well.
One day someone's going to fall for
it. Like, oh, yes.
But when you watch somebody perform like so many times and like they fucking eat shit, and then you see them on like shows with notoriety, and the only reason why she's getting booked is because she's got a following. But it's a lot of it has to do with the fact that she went out with Tom Green.
Yeah, this is good to know. I'm not going to date any comedians, no actresses, maybe a doctor and a lawyer.
That's it. You know what, though? Funny enough, I went out with a lawyer. The last guy I dated that I met on Hinge was a lawyer. And I was like, oh, okay, he's cool. He's funny. He didn't have a boat, but he had aspirations to have a boat. He was like, I'm an aspiring white guy who wants to get rich. And I was like,
I'm
going to
go out with a boat captain that's a female. That's
so,
I think you should take a picture with the captain's hat and then fucking go
the captain,
from there.
Captain Michael Reyna?
She doesn't get that. No, but you should have a captain's hat and then that should be your profile pitch. Like picture with you and a captain's hat with a boat.
Who, like Steve North?
Yeah.
Just Lego, Captain Morgan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In front of a boat, and you don't have to say it's your boat. Just be like, I just took a picture with the
boat.
I should go out to the marina and take some photos of like a boat.
I'm in the area.
Dude,
But then you lie. And then where's the boat?
That's not a lie.
That's not a lie. If you take a picture in front of a boat, that's not a lie.
Yeah, but unless you're like, why don't we go on that boat? It's not mine.
It's like you have a Rolex that doesn't work. You know? Well,
yeah, Jessica's watch.
Yeah, exactly. That's like it's like a Rolex that doesn't work.
Is it a lie? It's right twice a day.
Oh God, that's pretty good. That's
what
good.
Time is it right now?
I'll give it to you.
It's still
a freckle past your hair. It's right
twice a day.
It's a freckle
now,
past your hair.
Now, if you just happen to look at the watch at that exact time, then you'll feel satisfied.
Then I'm like a goddamn goddess, and they're like, "Look at her watch that works."
Right, right. Oh my God.
Anyways, you could take a picture by a boat for sure.
Yeah.
Until someone's like, "Do you own that boat?"
And then you have to be like, "No."
And
you'd
be like,
I thought the boat was cool.
It's my
friend's
boat.
But no, you don't.
Friends, yeah.
You don't say no.
You should not be lying off the bat.
You throw the question back to them. They say, is that a boat?
Is that a boat?
Is that a boat?
Yes, it is.
It is a boat.
No.
Are you stupid?
They say, do you...
Is that a car?
No,
you can do this all day.
They say, do you own a boat? And then you respond, why? Why are you asking? And
that's the kind of girl I want to date. You show her a picture of something. Is this a boat? Yeah. No, I don't know. Is this an apple? I don't know. Is this a dick? Yeah, okay.
You have a picture of your dick? No, it's not my dick.
I wish it could be that like straightforward where you're on like dating apps and you're like, you're really cute. They're like, thank you, so are you, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, hey, show me a picture of your dick. Like, I wish that could be as easy as that. Because that's
you can do that on certain apps.
A no-go.
There's an app called Field you can do that on.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Well, that's just more about fucking.
Oh.
Because if you want to see a picture of a dick.
Is that for straight people?
Why didn't you see a picture of their dick
right away?
You want like a fucking headshot of their dick?
It's
for people that just
want to
like hook up.
I got it. I said it. Yes, I got it.
Do you put your name on the photo? Like Rob's dick.
Yeah, I deleted all those pictures,
R-D.
Too.
R.D.
Really?
Yeah.
And then if someone's like, is that Rob's dick?
I'm not sending pictures of my dick to Jill. Like, I'm not like...
Why not?
She sees it already.
No, you should be in the bathroom and being like, thinking of you, and then like, send a dick pic. Yeah,
she'd be like, why are you sending me?
Yeah, exactly. No, but if I take a picture of it, it's just going to be sad.
Isn't that interesting that like when you first start off like a relationship, it's like, that could be like hot, like, oh yeah, send me the dick pic or send me your tits or whatever. Whatever.
But it's like,
and then at some point you're together long enough. It's like, why are you sending me a picture of your dick?
Yeah,
like you know.
I know. You know what? To be fair, if I was dating a guy for a significant amount of time, and then he randomly sent me a hard like dick pic, I'd be like,
was that for someone else?
I know. I'd be like, oh, wrong number.
Yeah.
Who are you sending that to?
Cheating on me? Yeah,
I'd be like, why are you so hard right now? Yeah. Who got you hard? Like,
but then if he's like, if it was honest, like I'm thinking of you, or it's like it's for you.
I'd be like, fuck off. Then why am I there? Where am I at?
You wouldn't believe me. Yeah, where are you?
No. Exactly. I like to think I wouldn't do that, but I know I would.
Really? Isn't that weird how like all of a sudden it turns
like
that? I know,
it's so weird. But
why can't it just be like, oh, thanks, honey. Like, Oh, thanks, honey.
Oh, you're
hard for me right now.
Also, like, how do you respond to that? You're like, oh, nice.
Right.
So sweet.
It was just always
weird.
Even if
the girl sent like a dirty picture to the guy would be like, who's this for?
I
got a picture from a girl one time that I was dating that like, it was like, obviously she didn't take the picture. So I was like, who the fuck took this picture? Both her hands are in the picture.
She has a tripod.
And she's holding it.
I'm like, who did it?
No, it was
and
like,
the tripod, I mean someone's
before,
dick.
Like, no. This is years ago, and I'm like, who the fuck took this picture? I could see both your hands. Like, what the like?
But you can set it up. You can set it up. You can get a little camera, a little
angle. It was very much now. Like, are people?
Is that still a thing? Like, do you dick pics? Is that good or cool or no?
If I ask, you have to ask. Consent. I'm into it.
Yeah.
If I'm like, send me a picture of your dick.
Is that how you say? as you're laughing and giggling.
Send me a picture of your dick.
I didn't mind sending dick pics as long as my face wasn't in the picture.
Really?
No, and I could always deny it. I'm like, no one's ever like, is this a picture you're
taking? Would you ever send a full nude photo to someone?
Never.
Like, never.
Never.
Why? You don't want to get leaked.
Wait, TTT. All right,
Jessica has something.
As a man, what is the difference between a dick pic and a full nude? Is that not of the same thing?
A full nude is a full body.
A full nude, you can see.
Oh, so you're showing your like chest that you normally show at a pool?
No, not that.
Face.
Oh my God, it's the fucking face. Yeah, like you can't deny. If you show me, if someone says,
what if it's Photoshop? Everything's Photoshop.
No. If someone says it like that, I used to do a joke about this because it's the truth. It's like people that are guys, especially, are so fucking stupid, especially in front of a mirror, and they take a picture of their whole body and their face, and it's like you can't deny that that's you. It could be Photoshop now, I guess.
Sure,
but. If it's just a picture of your dick, you can always deny it. Like, if someone ever been like, is this a picture of your dick? I'll be like, no. Even if I know it's mine, I'm not going to be like, yeah, that's my dick.
Have you ever sent someone else's dick to someone?
Never. Never.
Which means you have gotten to have, you got a dick pic yourself.
Yeah, it's black.
Or you get it from the Oh, you have a black dick? Yeah, white? Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah.
Never. How do you explain that? You're like, it's...
It got tanned.
I know. I've been in the sun.
I was in the sun, but only my dick was...
You just got it from images. Yeah. Google images.
Yeah.
No. Black, like, black cock.
What is it? Deep face? Deep face? Is that what it's called?
Deep dick?
Deep
fake dick?
Deep face dick? Just on top
now,
of
your... Now do you, all right. So now do you have you sent reciprocating pictures back to a guy?
Yeah.
You have?
100%.
100%.
With your face in it.
No.
Dumb.
No.
But
yes, you thought you just you thought right now you and you did it.
No.
Dumb, Jessica. Don't do that.
No, the dumb.
Send your tits, send your vagina. You're a comedian, don't ever send a picture of your face.
You're a rising comedic actress star.
The dumb part of it is that I have tattoos that are only. Yeah, dicks going up into my
mouth. You have tattoos.
I have tattoos that you can only see. They're covered by bathing suits.
Right.
So you can only see it if I'm like.
That's going to be in the pic.
So that's like always in the pic.
Yeah, but you can always still deny because other girls get tattoos like that.
They don't.
But don't
put not, like, not I get that's a tattoo.
Jessica Alanis.
I got one ghetto tattoo. I don't regret.
Tramp stamp.
I regret the visuals of it.
Right.
Anyway, so I like that's. You can tell. You know it's me. You know it's me.
Right. There's no denying.
But honestly, at the same time, I'm like, fuck it. All right. Whatever. So
but your face has not been in them.
My face hasn't been in most of them.
Most of them.
Not all of them.
So there's a couple some. Nudes floating around.
There's
your
some.
Mom's listening to this. No.
She's going to be like, God damn it.
No, because you shouldn't do that. You know what, don't ever put your face in the picture.
Why not? If
you don't care, then fine. But like, I'm just saying.
People don't care.
I don't care.
I always cared. I don't want to ever, like, that's why I never took a picture of my fucking face with my cock.
Because your comedy career will be canceled.
No, not I even don't. That. I just,
see, and that's when
first
it benefits
I'm not sexy
women.
Naked, so it's just like,
that's when it benefits women because if guys saw that, they'd be like, oh my God, she's hot, funny, and I've seen her nudes. Mm-hmm. Let's go see this.
Go. Yeah.
Let's go see her do comedy.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Maybe she'll get. Maybe she'll be naked on stage.
Yeah. I know. Maybe she'll flash us. I don't know. You never know.
Oh my God! I'm so hard for this. Let's go watch her do comedy now. Like, is that what someone's gonna do?
No, I don't. I just willy nilly.
If I message a girl saying like, "Hey, will you send me a picture of your pupusa?"
Yeah.
She'll be like,
yeah, I made it homemade.
Homemade.
It's with curtido and salsa de tomate.
What? Excuse me? What?
Hey.
It's Spanish.
Tomate.
I don't know.
That's an innuendo.
You're talking to just a white guy that goes to the farmer's market.
A white guy.
I know. You are just a white guy.
I am.
How sad? Do you ever get sad that you're just a white guy?
What's that?
Do you ever get sad that you're a white guy? Are you ever like, I wish I was...
Do I get sad? Yeah.
Every
the drinks are kicking in on this one. Because she's like, are you ever sad that you're white?
I know,
no,
like,
white privilege? Have you heard of that?
No, but like, you know, Mexican, Salvadorians. Well, you know what?
I can't answer that yet until I do my 23andMe.
Oh, okay, you're right.
He's just a small town boy, right?
What if something pops up that I didn't know? And I'm like, oh my God, look at that.
You would capitalize if you're like, I'm a little bit Salvadorian.
Oh my God, I'm Jewish? I didn't know that.
I'm Mexican. Look at me. I don't think you're either.
Mira.
Yeah. I'm Salvadorian? Oh my God, give me a pupusa immediately.
Estoy.
See, exactly.
You gotta do 23andMe.
You got
something else in you, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you're just Italian. Maybe that's it.
Are you Italian?
I am Italian.
It'd be funny if your 23andMe comes in like it's white. Just 100% white.
I should do. I'm gonna order it this weekend, I think.
Yeah. Okay, well don't.
Don't what?
You can't contaminate. You gotta be no pupusas.
Don't be sucking dick or eating out girls.
Oh, you can't,
okay,
you,
I was trying to be.
You can't.
Know, nice.
Oh, you can't do that either.
Oh. Yeah, you're gonna get their DNA in your mouth.
Oh, no their sucking DNA. Dick or pupusas. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take a week off from both. All right.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And then you can figure it out.
Exactly.
Am I Italian or am I
Irish? I'm Irish, Italian, and Russian. I mean, that's what I think.
That's what I think you are.
But I don't know.
Oh my God. Okay. This is a random ass story, but I don't talk to guys at bars.
Why not?
I'm scared. Anyways, whatever.
Only on Hinge you talk to them? In comedy clubs?
Yeah.
But you don't date
comedians. When I feel like I'm in control. Anyway, so I went to a bar and I saw a hot guy and I was like, fuck it. I'm going to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
And of course, the first guy I talked to, he was like, oh, I'm Russian. I don't speak English.
Not speak English.
And I'm like, well, fuck me. The one guy I want to talk to doesn't even speak English.
He's like, yes, I'll do that.
Right.
So we're dating now.
Yeah, exactly.
So now we're dating.
Come have my kibasi.
We like did Google Translate and I was like, it's fine. Anyways.
Are you dating?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you dating now? You're single.
No, I'm single. You're single. Not dating anybody.
Not dating anyone.
No.
Refraining from actors, comedians, and
the general LA population.
Everyone in LA. You're only doing long distance.
If you, Bakersfield and on.
Oh my God. Unless you have a boat in Marina Del Rey.
I like meth heads.
Unless you have a boat. Yeah. You have a boat and you're watching
all right.
This.
Well, look.
You're
one of the three people watching this. This is going on way too long.
This was fun.
This was a great podcast. We really got comfortable. We really got to know Jessica Alaniz today and her boat fetish and pupusas. It went a little dirty today.
Jessica.
It went a little dirty.
What if a guy had a rowboat?
Oh, well...
Yeah, does that count?
You know what?
He's like on a fishing boat. He tells you that he has a boat.
He's like rowing.
A kayak. What about a kayak?
No, fuck kayaks.
I have a kayak.
Fuck kayaks.
What about a paddleboard?
Kayaks are selfish.
Two-person kayak is not.
No, but
that's
like,
generous.
Yeah, that's asking somebody to do work, and I don't like that.
Oh, all right.
I want to do no work.
No work. What about a sailboat? Still got to do work on a sailboat.
Not me.
No, not you.
Right. Not the girl. The guy, the girl. Boat guy had a sailboat.
All right.
With the motor, just in case. But it was mostly a sailboat.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, Jessica, you really put yourself out there today. What can I say?
Her mom will listen to this.
Is your mom going
to
listen to this?
She'll listen to this entire thing. She will listen to the entire thing.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, she'll listen to the entire thing. And shout out Maggie. You're the best.
Hopefully she thinks highly of us in the show.
I know she won't. She definitely won't.
Oh, my God.
She'll be like, Every
who are these assholes?
There are so many comments. I send her every set I do. I send her a video of it because she wants to see because she's supportive. And everything, she's like, I'm learning so much about you.
I had
a joke about how I broke a boyfriend's window.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, well, I'm learning a lot.
That's what happened. Well, she can watch this whole thing on YouTube. That's where you get the full video experience of I'm a Basshole. Don't forget to subscribe
YouTube.
To the
She's like, oh, my
Basshole
God, that's my
spawn
me, mija.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm so proud.
Jessica, you really put yourself out there today by coming on the show and talking about you being a basshole and an asshole. So we want to thank you for coming on. And you redeemed yourself by coming on here and saying you were a basshole. You can now go in peace and live your life asshole free. It gets a little religious at the end.
I'll be asshole forever.
An asshole show coming up.
Yeah, we do have. Thank you for reminding me, Rob. Yes, we have a basshole show at the Improv, the Hollywood Improv. This Friday, August 11th at 9:45 p.m. Tickets are now on sale. Go to bassholeshow.com or the Hollywood Improv website to get tickets. Rob will be there as a judge. We have Darren Carter headlining. We have Rich Chassler on. First time on the live show. That should be interesting. He was on the podcast, so if you liked that, come see the show in LA this Friday, August 11th. We have a Friday night finally, so let's have fun.
What time is it?
9:45. You
9:45.
What do you got? You got a show?
I got a show.
Where's that?
Oh yeah, the comedy store.
Oh, the Comedy Store.
I got a show at the Comedy Store at 7 p.m. Friday, August 11th.
All right.
Original room.
7 p.m. Okay, 7 p.m. You can go see Jessica this Friday at the Comedy Store, and then you can come to Bass Hall because that doesn't start till 9:45. So you can
there
see both of them.
Little double doozy.
Double dip. Exactly. Yeah. Double dip yourself. Yeah. all right. Rob has to get to the farmer's market because he's white as well. So
I'm Salvadorian, but
yeah,
Salvadorian bitch.
I guarantee they don't have a
they don't have any
papooses at that farmer's market.
MS-13 fool.
All right, you guys, thank you for coming on the show. remember, guys, don't be a basshole, but
always
if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.